You're tuned in for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're tuned in for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're tuned in for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. We'll be right back. You're tuned in for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're tuned in for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show from Prince George's Stadium. We're getting set for the fourth in this six-game series between Bowie and the Akron Rubber Ducks. Glad you're with us. Matt Sabatis with you here from the ballpark in Bowie. And boy, oh boy, the Bay Sox have found every way to win it this week. Offensive dominance on Tuesday, shutout pitching on Wednesday, and then a big walk-off last night. The Bay Sox have the best record in the Eastern League since April 11th. And they're only a half game back from the best overall record in the Eastern League. It's partly a bit, do have to give the credit there, on the anemic offense of Akron. They're only 4-for-19 with runners in scoring position in this series. That's 2-11 if you did the math. They didn't even put a runner in scoring position in the shutout game. That was two nights ago. We'll see what happens today, but Akron record, a three-game losing streak, 5-5 over their last 10 overall, and only 1-5 in road games. Bowie comes into today's game, a 7-4 record, only one half game back of first place Harrisburg. The Bay Sox, as mentioned, 7-3 over their last 10 on this current three-game winning streak, and they're 4-2 here at Prince George's Stadium. To introduce you to today's pitching matchup, it'll be Xavion Curry going for Akron. Brandon Young climbs the hill for Bowie. On Young, his first AA win came last time out in Binghamton. And this is the start of Bowie's second turn through the rotation while the pitch clock is active. Young was the first pitcher to start for the Bay Sox when the pitch clock had started to be enforced. Anecdotally, I didn't notice anything abnormal in his start in Binghamton. The thing with Brandon Young, though, is that he's a very unemotive, cut-and-dry kind of guy in his work on the mound. He's such a great personality out and about, but when he's on the mound, he just stays hyper-focused. There's nothing wrong with going about your business in that way, and as I said, it didn't really seem to affect him, that pitch clock, in his first start with it being enforced a week ago today. He gets up, he pitches, he throws strikes. That's it. There was lots of contact in that start, though, against the Rumble Ponies. He stranded a grand total of six runners in five innings, but again, he only allowed one run. A 1.93 ERA with a 1-0 record. This will be his third start of the season. Meanwhile, on the other hand, for Akron, it's Xavion Curry coming in with an 0-1 record and an even 6 ERA. His second season of minor league ball, he's the Guardians' 23rd ranked overall prospect. but he didn't get going until May of last season because of some shoulder inflammation. But when he got going, boy, did he rock it. He had the third best strikeout-to-walk ratio in the minor leagues at 7.7. His ERA of 2.30 was sixth best among qualifiers, and his walks per nine was one of the best at 1.5. Again, that's all of minor leagues, not just the Guardians organization. Differences against Orioles affiliates last year. He pitched against the Shorebirds and gave up three earned runs in 4 2/3 innings back on May 25th. And then his previous start, he tossed a couple of innings against Erie, 4 1/3 of scoreless ball, but then gave up six earned. That's why you see that ERA climb so high in 4 2/3 against Redding. He's known for his changeup, as are a lot of these starting pitchers in the Akron rotation, but as mentioned, Bowie, while they have had some trouble here and there, recall they struck out 17 times at the plate on Wednesday, they've still not been necessarily hurting too much for offense. They've still been getting runs across with the total of 28 over these three games in this series so far. Again, Bowie just needs to win one of the remaining three to win the series. It would be their second series win of the season and their second in a row, and it'll be Brandon Young to get the ball to try and kickstart it. We'll step aside here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. When we come back, we have a fun guest coming up. Rich Dubroff covers the Orioles for BaltimoreBaseball.com. He's down to Bowie today to chat with some of the minors while the O's are on their West Coast trip. They're playing Los Angeles tonight, the Angels, but he made the trip down here and caught up with a good handful of folks in the clubhouse, and we get his thoughts on what he might have picked up in those conversations and what his expectations are for this organization from Bowie and from the Orioles as a whole. So a great conversation with Rich Dubroff coming up next. You're listening to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. This is Bay Sox Baseball.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com today and book your free consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Sunday, May 22nd, it's a fiesta at Prince George's Stadium. For the first time, this to El Congrejos Fantasmas de Chesapeake and face off against Los Perros Calientes de Akron as part of Minor League Baseball's Copa de la Diversión. It'll be a Latin fiesta celebration all afternoon around the ballpark, all presented by Chesapeake Employers Insurance. Get your tickets today at 301-464-4865 and online at baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
We're back in on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, getting ready for game four in this six-game tilt between Bowie and Akron. Bay Sox try to make it four in a row and win the series. We're joined now by a special guest, though, Rich Dubroff of BaltimoreBaseball.com. Rich, first off, thank you so much for taking the time. You talked with a lot of these guys earlier today. What was kind of the biggest takeaway that you might have gleaned from manager Kyle Moore and the entire crew as a whole?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, Kyle has managed some of these guys in the last three stops. He's managed them at Aberdeen last year and 2 years ago at Delmarva. So it's just interesting when you have a minor league manager like him who's managed a guy like Adam Hall, who's played at lots of different stops. And you know, the talent here is really, really interesting. You know, I got to see some of these guys. I got to see Westberg and Henderson and some of the relievers in spring training. Yeah. So that was really interesting, and now I'm just interested in seeing how they look as a team.
Yeah.
Now, you follow through with a lot of these, and then you bring them up through spring training as well. So you build such a deep and in-depth rapport with a lot of the players. Has it been just helpful for you as you kind of do your work and they do their work to build that relationship for when they finally get to Baltimore?
Well, absolutely. You know, this year has been sort of a rebirth. Because, you know, as you know, Matt, for 2 years we weren't allowed in the clubhouse. In 2020, we couldn't have any contact with them at all. Last year we got to talk to them on the field, but not in their natural habitat. Now it feels so much better, you know, being back. And, you know, watching some of the guys come up, I mean, it's great. You know, because I knew Ryan. I spoke to Ryan Mountcastle when he was, you know, in the minor leagues. And a lot of the, you know, and a lot of these young guys I've gotten to know, and it's very, very helpful. You know, where you talk to some of them at spring training. The Orioles had a guy that they surprisingly put on their 40-man roster, Glaspie, and he's here. You know, he's here now, and that's, you know, that's really interesting to see what's gonna, you know, what's gonna happen with him, because usually you don't put guys on the 40-man roster and then send them to Double A. But he was, you know, pretty, as you know, pretty inexperienced. But it's a very, very interesting team you have here. And I'd like to, you know, I'd like to see what you have.
And it also really helps you to cover the entire organization as a whole, that the Orioles are one of the few major league teams that have 3 out of 4 of their minor league affiliates pretty much within a stone's throw of each other.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, the fans are really, really interested in the minor leagues, Matt. I try, you know, after every night game, I put in a minor league recap, and we have a special minor league Monday every week with Tart Karpovich, and then I try and go to the affiliates, you know, every affiliate during the year to get to show the fans what's going on there. The fans are incredibly invested in this team, and while the Orioles have struggled, they're looking for better days ahead, and they Norfolk and Bowie and Aberdeen and Delmarva for those good stories.
So what's it been like covering the minor leagues as they continually succeed? Has there been any specific names that you feel could make a major impact at Camden, whether it be this year or next?
Well, obviously, we're, you know, going to look at Adley Rutschman and Grayson Rodriguez. Those are the two, and, you know, I think obviously Rutschman will come up first, and I think he would have been up already had he not been hurt. And Grayson Rodriguez is just doing magnificently. I mean, unfortunately, you weren't here last year to see Grayson pitch here, but I remember when he had his home debut and they had gas can night, and I've been to this park dozens of times and had never seen, you know, the park so alive. So that's great. And I know, you know, maybe you'll get D.L. Hall in a few weeks again. And so that'll be really interesting. And you have a really interesting guy who I'm going to see for the first time tonight, Hudson Haskin.
Yes.
We didn't get to see him in spring training, but, you know, we got to see some, you know, we got to see, as I said, Westberg and Henderson, but we didn't get to see Haskin, and he's obviously off to a great start. And he's not getting a lot of the publicity like some of the other outfielders, you know, because Colton Cowser is at Aberdeen, and Kyle Stowers, who played here last year, is up at Norfolk. So that's, you know, that's somebody who I'm really interested in seeing tonight.
I did get to see one Grayson start when, as mentioned, I was with the Erie Seawolves last season. He came up to UPMC Park and struck out 12, had no issue just tearing through the lot. He's going to make a fantastic big league pitcher soon. Again, here with Rich DeBroff of BaltimoreBaseball.com. And you mentioned Haskin. You chatted with him a little bit earlier today. Could you give us like a quick little insight about what he might have had to share on his approach the past couple of days?
Well, you know, he worked really hard in the offseason, hit the weight room, looked at a lot of tape. He's, you know, he knows that there's some really good outfielders, obviously. Guys who played here before came up through the system. Anthony Santander and Cedric Mullins and Austin Hayes all played here. And, you know, making the Orioles as an outfielder, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard, and these guys are going to have to, you know, really show their stuff. It would be easier it's going to be easier for pitchers because the pitching staff obviously in Baltimore isn't as strong, but the outfielders are really terrific. But the system has so many good ones, and then when you look at the infielders, well. I think a year from now, some of these guys who are here now, and I should have mentioned Joey Ortiz. He's come such a long way, and he was a high draft choice, but because they drafted so many infielders over the last couple of years, he kind of got lost. But in the rankings, as you know, he's much higher, and he played really, really well in the spring training games that I saw. So I'm going to be intrigued to see him here too.
All right, putting you on the spot to close things up. What's tonight's final score?
Tonight's final score is 7-2.
I'll take it. Nice 5-run, easy cruising victory tonight. Rich, thank you so much for the time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Matt.
Rich DeBraw from BaltimoreBaseball.com. We'll step aside, be back in a bit on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, and walk through the lineup in depth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
PestNow is proud pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Back to Prince George's Stadium as we continue with the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Matt Sabatis with you. Let's take this opportunity to walk through the lineups in depth for both sides. Akron comes up with Jose Tena and George Valera to open it up. Spoiler alert, before we get too deep, it's a lot of lefties. That's what Akron's been going with this whole season. Jose Tena leads off at shortstop, then George Valera in right field. Then the switch hitter Brian Arocchio is at second base. He's been one of the mainstays in the lineup. He's batted third every single day this series. Will Brennan follows up in center field, cleaning up. Micah Pries, only 158 this year. He's at first base, batting fifth. Julian Escobedo, he has played in a different slot every single game. He was leading off yesterday, and in yesterday's game he went 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored, but he's batting sixth in left field today. Marcos Gonzalez, the DH, bats seventh. Daniel Schneeman at third base bats eighth. He's only batting 188 this season. And then Eric Rodriguez rounds it out, making his sixth appearance of the year. First of this series, the catcher bats ninth. Starting lineup for the Bay Sox as they take the field. Hudson Haskin, Jordan Westberg, Gunnar Henderson, Andrew Dashbach, Joey Ortiz, and Shane Fontana. We can talk through that lineup a little bit more in depth down the line, but we've got to step aside right now. And when we come back, we've got first pitch from Prince George's Stadium. Thank you for listening to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Coming up next, it's Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bowie Bay Sox season is brought to you by Chesapeake Employers Insurance Systems, On the Green, Patient First, Royal Farms, Smile Doctors, and ZY Pyrotechnics. And now, live from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
We're ready to go from Prince George's Stadium. Game 4 in this 6-game series between the Akron Rubberducks and your Bowie Bay Sox. Matt Sabatis with you from the ballpark in Bowie. And as Brandon Young warms on the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Akron Rubberducks he'll face looks like this. Leading off at shortstop, you've got Jose Tena, followed by George Valera in right field batting second. Brian Rocchio is at second base batting third. Will Brennan in center field cleans up. Mike Capriz at first base bats fifth. Julian Escobedo is at left field batting sixth. Marcos Gonzalez, the designated hitter, bats seventh. Daniel Schneeman at third base bats eighth. And Eric Rodriguez is the catcher today, batting ninth. The Rubber Ducks are the AA affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians, managed by Ruglis Odor, assisted by Owen Dew, Junior Betances, Mike Mergenthaler, and Juan De La Cruz. And once again, that lineup for Akron, you've got Tena, Valera, Rocchio, Brennan, Preez, Escobedo, Gonzalez, Schneeman, Rodriguez, all to face Brandon Young on the mound. Young stands in as a right-hander, and we've got time called before we can get first pitch. It looks like there wasn't a rosin bag on the mound. Yeah, that's not too good of a start. Young was searching around for it. He's found it now. They had to retrieve it from the Bay Sox dugout. But now that they've got that, we will be ready to go as the left-hander Tena digs in for the first offering. Bay Sox trying to make it 4 in a row after winning the first 3 of this set. First pitch comes home. It's a called strike on the upper inside corner at 7:06. A very beautiful 70-degree, partly cloudy day here in Bowie. Next pitch is a swinging strike, breaking ball down and away, and the count goes quickly to 0-38 this season. Next pitch, swinging a slow bouncer, picked at the chest by the first baseman Dashbach. He underhands to the pitcher covering, and Young retrieves it, steps on the bag for the first out. 3-1 is how we get started here at Prince George's Stadium. Starting defensive alignment for the Bay Sox, from left to right in the outfield, you've got Dylan Harris, Hudson Haskin, and Zach Watson. Jordan Westberg is at third base today, Gunnar Henderson at short, Joey Ortiz at second, and Andrew Dashbach is at first. Maverick Hanley does the catching behind the dish for Brandon Young on the mound. In steps George Valera, left-hander, first pitch is a swinging, bouncing ball to the right side, nothing in one to open. Valera on the season, a 258 average, 968 OPS. Brandon Young, a 6'6", 210-pound, 23-year-old right-hander from Lumberton, Texas. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Check swing, misses away, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike here on Valera. 4-for-11 in this series so far is Valera. Next pitch from Young. Breaking ball called for strike on the upper half of the zone, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes now. I mentioned it in the pregame show that this is the first time that a starting pitcher uses the pitch clock twice for Bowie this season. Next pitch misses up and away. Count goes even at two. As Young was the first starter for Bowie once the pitch clocks had been enforced this past Friday. Here's the 2-2. Check swing. Oh, just barely missed. Maybe a bit away. And the count goes full here with bases empty and one away in a scoreless top of the first. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Chasing on a breaking ball up and away. And that's the first strikeout of the day for Brandon Young. 10th overall this season. And there's two gone here in the first inning. Here's the switch hitter, Brian Arocchio, batting left-handed. First pitch home, misses just a bit inside on Rocchio, and the count starts out at 1-0. That's the first pitch ball from Young today. Rocchio only 2-for-13 in this series, 237 on the year. He takes one inside, brushed him off a little bit, and Rocchio nearly danced out of the batter's box, realized at the last second that he should probably keep a foot in, so he just stretched his whole body across to make sure he didn't step out and run into a pitch clock violation. Here's the back as the pitch, a breaking ball, misses just up and away. Count goes to 3-0. Umpiring crew in today's game, Tom O'Neill is at third base, Jen Powell is at first, and Edwin Jimenez calls the balls and strikes. He's the crew chief. 3-0 pitch, misses high, and it's a four-pitch walk served up to the left-hander, Brian Rocchio. Rocchio has drawn all of his walks, all four of them, now five, against right-handed pitchers this season. I guess that's just where he has a little bit better understanding of the zone. Young has now walked six on the year, and Will Brennan digs in. Young is coming off of a very good start against Binghamton. Five innings of one-run ball on five hits, two walks, four strikeouts, 79 pitches, only 47 strikes, though. Here's Will Brennan. First pitch to the lefty is called a strike on the lower outside corner, and the count opens up at nothing and one. Brennan has been one of the best hitters in the lineup for Akron this season, an offense that's bottom half of the league in many categories. Brennan is batting .405 with a .1010 OPS. Six doubles, but no homers. 10 runs driven in. Runner goes. Pitches up and away. The throw to second. Way in time. They got him. What a toss from Maverick Hanley down to the shortstop Henderson. And Brian Arocchio is stuck at second base in disbelief. Caught stealing goes 2-6, and the inning is over. Young faces the minimum with Brennan still at the plate. And as we go to the bottom of the frame here at Prince George's Stadium, it's Akron nothing. Bay Sox coming on up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
From bug bites to burns, fevers to flu, and bruises to broken bones, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
It's not baseball season without fireworks, and you can always count on the biggest and best at Prince George's Stadium. A fun evening at the ballpark, then a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have got you covered this season with 16 different shows to choose from. So get your tickets now at baysox.com. The next fireworks show at Prince George's Stadium is Saturday, April 23rd, when the Akron Rubber Ducks come to town. Hope to see you there.
Hey, coffee lovers. Know where you'll find the world's freshest cup of coffee? Right here at Royal Farms. Because with our new brewing system, it takes less than a minute to go from selecting the kind of coffee you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee you can buy is at Royal Farms. So try one. It'll be love at first sip because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
First here at Prince George's Stadium, a scoreless game as Xavion Curry warms in the mound for Akron. A quick run through of the Bay Sox lineup he'll face. It's Hudson Haskin to lead off in center field. Jordan Westberg and Gunnar Henderson follow. Andrew Dashbach, Joey Ortiz, and Zach Watson after that. It rounds out with Dylan Harris, Maverick Hanley, and Shane Fontana to face the right-hander Curry on the mound. First pitch on its way to Hudson Haskin. Here it is from Curry. It's a fastball called for strike, middle high in the zone, and the count opens up at nothing and one. Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles, managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Brandon Becker, Josh Conway, Tim DeJohn, and Billy Facto. Nothing and one, the count on Haskin, and the next pitch from Curry is a fastball skipped under the glove of the pitcher, but shaded perfectly the second baseman, Rocchio. The throw to first, high, but just in time. Micah Pries was able to stretch out just enough to pull it down. Pries used every inch of that 6'4 frame to record the first out of the inning. Defensive alignment for Akron from left to right in the outfield. You've got Escobedo, Brennan, then Valera. After that, Daniel Schneeman at third, Jose Tena at short, Brian Rocchio is at second, Micah Pries at first, and Eric Rodriguez, his first appearance of this series, is catching mound. In steps Jordan Westberg. He appeared in last night's game, but very briefly. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball misses down, skips away. Count starts out at 1-0. Westberg started the day on the bench, came in as a pinch hitter in the extra 10th inning for Bowie. With runners at first and third, he was immediately intentionally walked. And then he was essentially stranded at first when Bowie walked off, so he didn't really do too much. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Check swing. Called a strike in the lower outside corner. Check that. The count goes to 1-1 now. 282 average for Westberg, a 1081 OPS. Four home runs, 10 runs driven in. Those four homers tied for the team's lead. Here's the 1-1. Called a strike on the outside half. Now the count goes to 1-2. Westberg 2-for-6 in this series, a 1303 OPS. He struck out three times but walked five. Here's the 1-2. Check swing, misses high, and the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. One more time, that quick little lineup for Bowie. Haskin, Westberg, Henderson, Dashbach, Ortiz, Watson, Harris, Handley, Fontana against Curry on the mound. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Xavion Curry. It swung on and missed for strike three, tailing breaking ball down and away as Westberg goes chasing. First punch out for Xavion Curry this evening. Rubber Ducks in their alternate road black jerseys with the duck logo on the left breast, blue numbering on the backside, gray pants, black hat, Bay Sox in their all-white home jerseys with white pants, orange number on the front, black number on the back, and the script Bay Sox on the front side, a black hat. In steps Gunnar Henderson, first lefty of the day for the Bay Sox, and he crushes the first pitch out to right field for a solo home run. Gunnar Henderson says goodbye with a 112-mile-an-hour rocket to make it 1-0 Bowie. What a shot from Henderson for his first... A cathartic step on home plate for Henderson as he daps everyone up, headed back into the dugout, and gives Bowie the early advantage. That's the second home run allowed by Curry in just, so far, 9 2/3 innings of work this season. Here's Dashbach, first pitch, slider, called a strike in the lower outside corner, and the count opens up at 0-1. Dashbach on the season, a 2.06 average. He has two home runs. Both of them came in the Binghamton series. Here's the next pitch. Slider again. This one misses away. And the count goes even at a ball and a strike on Dashbach. So now both of Henderson's home runs at this level, while he only has one official in AA, they've both been against Akron. Here's the 1-1. Misses high. Count goes to 2-1. Because recall, his first, in quotes, AA home run came in the AA Northeast Championship Series. They don't count it as your first unless it's regular season. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Dashbach. Swing and a miss, went chasing on a fastball middle high, and the count evens at 2. Bases empty, 2 away here in the bottom of the first inning, but an early 1-0 advantage for the Bay Sox. Gunnar Henderson's rocket shot to right field, getting the job done early. Here's the 2-2 to Dashbach. It's just ticked foul. And we'll do it again at a 2-2 count. Not too much sunlight left here on the field, but still plenty above us and hitting out on the outfield wall. But the lights are on, doing part of the work as the 2-2 comes into Dashbach, and it just misses away. Slider there, runs the count full here on Andrew, who on the season with a full count has gone 0-for-8, but he's drawn his walks and he struck out 8 times. Curry winds and deals the 3-2. It's called strike 3 as Dashbach was up the line and tossed the bat. It was on the outside edge, and Dashbach is displeased, voices some concern before turning his back to pick up his bat as the inning comes to a close. But the Bay Sox get on the board. A solo home run from Gunnar Henderson, his first in AA. Just rocket shot to right. Love to see it. We go to the second here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie leads 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It's a very special day at Prince George's Stadium on Saturday, June 18th, that you don't want to miss. The Roberto Clemente and Latin Baseball Celebration, sponsored by Chesapeake Employers Insurance. Fans that get to the game will have a chance to bid on game-worn Bay Sox jerseys, with all proceeds going to benefit the Clemente Foundation. Again, don't miss out on your chance to own a piece of Bay Sox history on Saturday, June 18th, with the Roberto Clemente and Latin Baseball Celebration. And you can get your tickets now at baysox.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
We're on to the second inning here at Prince George's Stadium. A 1-0 Bowie lead off the pitch shot to right field for his first AA home run. And as Brandon Young gets back to work, he fires a first pitch strike into Will Brennan. It's 0-1 to get things started here. Matt Sabatis with you from Prince George's Stadium. It'll be Will Brennan, Mike Capriz, then Julian Escobedo as this next pitch is flown out to center field, but on a line to Hudson Haskin. He hovered in a bit of a circle for a quick second, but didn't have to move too far in total, and there's one gone to get things going. So far, Young has faced the minimum. He walked a batter with two outs in the first, but that was Brian Rocchio, who got caught stealing for the first time this season. That's the second potential stolen base that Maverick Handley has thrown out this year. Now it goes to Preece. First pitch, the left-hander watches breaking ball called for strike on the bottom half. Count opens up at 0-1. Preece on the season, a 158 average, a 417 OPS. They reset the pitch clock for just a brief moment. But I've mentioned it, Young, he already works fairly quickly. Next pitch, swinging a bouncer over towards second. Ortiz shifts to his right about 3 feet, gobbles it up, and sidearms to first for the 4-3 putout. Two gone. Here's Julian Escobedo. Quick time called, and an automatic strike given to Julian Escobedo. He didn't get set in the box fast enough, and it's 0-1 to start before Brandon Young even throws a pitch. First pitch is finally on its way, if you can call it that, and it swung on and missed for what's now strike two. Does an automatic strike, does that? I imagine that doesn't get applied to the pitcher's pitch count. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Popped up on the infield, left side, backing up on it, the shortstop Henderson. He has plenty of time to set up camp before he brings it in. Three up, three down inning for Brandon Young. And as we go to the bottom of the frame here at Prince George's Stadium, Bowie still leads 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Bay Sox Youth Baseball Camps are back in 2022, and registration is open now. Three sessions this summer led by Orioles Hall of Famer and former Rookie of the Year Al Bumbrey, along with former Bay Sox outfielder Stephen Bumbrey. Kids will take part in in-depth on-field instruction and go head-to-head in camp-wide games at Prince George's Stadium. All campers get a free Bay Sox hat and a ticket to a Bay Sox game of their choice. Space is limited, so head to BaySoxShop.com and reserve your spot at a Bay Sox Youth Baseball Camp today.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
We move on to the bottom of the second here at Prince George's Stadium. The Bay Sox holding on to a 1-0 advantage. 5, 6, and 7 due up in the lineup for Bowie, with Joey Ortiz set to start it. He gets back to work, and the first pitch is popped up, foul, third base side. Tailing on it is Schneeman. Does he have room? No. That one ricochets off of a seat back, and we'll start out with an 0-1 count on Ortiz, who's batting 205 this season. 589 OPS, three doubles, a triple, no home runs, nine runs driven in. Ortiz is 2-for-8 overall in this series. As Curry comes set for the next offering. On its way. Check swing, called a strike, breaking ball on the outside edge, and the count goes to 0-2. Curry's got a very long delivery. It's nothing too complex, but he just takes an extra half step backwards with his front foot, steps it forward again, and then kicks and fires. Next pitch is tipped foul off the top of the wood and back to the screen, and the count holds at 0-2. Well, I should correct. He doesn't take an extra step forward, but he does. When he brings the leg up to kick, he brings it forward, then kicks it up in swift motion. Sometimes a couple of times it has been a little stagnated between those two motions, but last time it was fluid. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Ortiz. It's inside, nearly clipped him. He spun out. No issue there, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. After Ortiz, it's Zach Watson and Dylan Harris due up in this half inning for the Bay Sox. As Ortiz steps out, the next offering is on its way, and it's slapped the other way. This one slicing to the corner, and it just goes foul to the right side. Ortiz stepped out on that one, and I don't think he realized that with these new pitch clock rules, you don't get to do that. And he's having a conversation with the umpire right now, walking back after that foul. He's like, hey, does that not reset the pitch clock? Do I not get to? And no, you don't. Once it gets under that 8 seconds that the player is supposed to be in the box, that's it. Here's the 1-2. He reaches for it again and pokes it into shallow center. Running it a long way is Will Brennan. And Rocchio is the one to bring it down. So one gone after an interesting plate appearance from Joey Ortiz. But now it goes to Zach Watson. Watson, 2-for-7 in this series, a 212 average, 553 OPS. Corner infielders play in. He has surprised the bunt single before. First pitch. He swings through it. Comes up empty on a fastball low. And it's nothing and one to start. Corner infielders back up just a pinch. Now that the count's nothing and one, the next pitch is bounced over toward third. On a knee, a good grab by Schneeman. He uprights and fires to first in time. Schneeman's lucky he backed up on that one, because if he hadn't, it probably gets by him. But a 5-3 put out, and there's two away here in the second. Now in steps Dylan Harris. First pitch to him, left-hander, watches pitch down. Count opens up at 1-0. It's been such an interesting start for Harris in his AA career. This is only just his third game, but he's collected hits in each of the first two, and they've been pretty good, timely hits. Here's the 1-0. Check swing. They appeal on a pitch up and away. He didn't go. Count goes to 2-0. So Harris, in his AA debut, back in the 20-6 win, he went 3-for-4 with a home run. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swinging a rocket shot, but foul. First base side. Count goes to 2-1. And then last night, he went 1-for-4 at the plate. And he scored the game's winning run with a nifty move that pretty much had beaten him home. It was a very shallow sacrifice fly by Adam Hall into right field that Harris tagged up on. The throw got there, but it was up the line a little bit, and Harris sidestepped it, deked it. It was a funky move, but it worked. Here's the 2-1. Down. It bounces away ever so slightly from the catcher Rodriguez, and the count goes even at 2. Bases empty, 2 away here in the bottom of the second inning. Bay Sox holding on to a 1-0 advantage thanks to Gunnar Henderson's just laser beam home run. Here's the next pitch to Harris. Is lifted high and deep out to left field, backing Escobedo, but he looks to have it squared. He'll bring it in about a half foot in front of the warning track. So three up, three down go the Bay Sox here in the second. And as we move to the third at Prince George's Stadium, Bowie holds on to a 1-0 advantage. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
We're on to the third inning here at Prince George's Stadium, a 1-0 Bay Sox advantage. Brandon Young is back to work for Bowie. He faces bottom three in the Akron lineup. First pitch to Marcos Gonzalez is a breaking ball that misses down, and the count opens up at 1-0. Gonzalez, the designated hitter today, only his second appearance in this series. He went 1-for-4 yesterday, 1-0. called a strike on the outer half, and the count goes even at one. He's only 4 for 12 overall this season. This is just his sixth game. 762 OPS. No homers, two runs driven in. Here's the 1-1 from Young. Curveball lifted high and deep out to left. Harris has his back to the infield. Squares it up at the wall. He hops, but he can't get there. It's over his head and gone. A solo home run for Marcos Gonzalez. His first of the season. Only the fifth for Akron as a team. And it ties this game at one here in the top of the third inning. Harris had that one lined up, squared up, everything perfectly. It was just a little too high. So Gonzalez ties this at one as Young allows just his second home run of the season. Coming up here in his 12th overall inning. And now Daniel Schneeman steps in. Righty on lefty, first pitch. Lifted foul, left side, and the count opens up at 1-0. It's the first home run that Young this year. Previous home run was to a lefty. Schneeman on the year, a 188 average, only a 485 OPS. No homers or runs driven in. The 0-2 lifted high but foul, third base side again. Running on at Westberg, but he'll stop before the warning track. That one gets out. And the count quickly to nothing and two. Bases empty, nobody out here in the top of the third inning. A 1-1 ball game, each side collecting a solo home run. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Curveball lifted into shallow center. No, it carries a bit, but Hudson Haskin has no problem pulling it in. He was taking about two steps in, then turned around, took about five steps out. And there's one away here in the third. Young last season, when he split his time between Delmarva and Aberdeen, gave up 8 home runs, over 84 and a third innings of work. So the early pacing right now is that maybe a little more this year. But again, it is still just his third start. Here's Eric Rodriguez. First pitch to the catcher is called a strike in the bottom half. It's nothing and one. Back-to-back first pitch strikes for Brandon Young, and he's delivered to 5 of the last 6 batters. Next offering is crushed foul, third base side and out. That one will probably touch down on the rooftop of the Akron clubhouse. It does. Nothing in two. Rodriguez only 1 for 11 this season, as mentioned, his first appearance this series. Next pitch, slider misses down and away, and the count goes to a ball and 2 strikes now. After Rodriguez, it goes back to the top of the lineup in Jose Tena. Here's the 1-2. Fouled off, back to the screen. You know, the prevailing story around minor league baseball, especially among employees and folks in the media, has been the just, you could call it success of the pitch clock, but the just the effects of it. The effects of the pitch clock and what it's done to game time is the 1-2 is down low for ball 2. The count evens on Rodriguez. And I started to realize today that it does really hasten things for the players. It makes things a bit difficult. The 2-2, lasered over to third, grabbed on a diving bounce by Jordan Westberg. Uprights, fires to first, and it's there. What a deal by Westy at third. He thought that was the third out of the inning. He got about halfway past second base before he realized he had to turn around. So, one good play, one gaffe. Fortunately, the gaffe came on something inconsequential, but what a play by Jordan Westberg as he laughs it off, heading back to the dugout. Heading back to third, I should say. I got caught up in it, too. Back to the top of the lineup in Jose Tena. First pitch. He bounces this one past first and into right field, a base hit. Andrew Dashbach was frozen on it. He thought Joey Ortiz could get there, but Ortiz was shaded a little bit too far to the left of the bouncing ball. And it's a two-out single for Jose Tena. That's just his third hit in this series and his 15th at-bat. So two hits in this frame for Akron. I mentioned it. Brandon Young danced around base runners all day when he was in Binghamton a week ago today. So this is no different for him. Here's Valera. First pitch to the lefty is called a strike on the upper outside corner. The count opens up at nothing and one. Valera struck out swinging back in the first inning. And I realized as some of these pitchers were talking about the pitch clock and its effects on the game, as there's a pickoff throw back to first, nothing in one to start. We were chatting with a reporter from USA Today this afternoon, and he brought up a good point, something that I feel like should have been done and was maybe a little bit overlooked when implementing the pitch clock rules entirely. The 0-1 on its way, Valera watches a curveball called for strike middle-middle, and the count goes to nothing and two. That PitchCom system that they're already using in the major leagues, a small little series of buttons on the wrist guard of the catcher and an audible readout for the pitcher to avoid signs, to speed that up. Here's the 0-2, swinging another bounce block, and he can easily trot over to the bag and retire Valera with the unassisted putout. But Akron ties the game on a solo home run by Marcos Gonzalez to open up the frame. As we move to the bottom of the third, it's 1-1 Akron and Bowie. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Nitro Circus is back with an all-new tour coming to Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, June 5th. Fueled by new athletes, new tricks, and the craziest contraptions, the Good, Bad, and Rad Tour presented by A-Shock marries the sketchy, scary, and cringeworthy dangers of big air action sports to the hilarious comedy of Nitro's lunatic daredevils who risk their lives to send it. Bowie, it's going down at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, June 5th. Tickets as low as $35 are on sale now at Baysox.com.
It's the largest Bark in the Park event of the year on Sunday, April 24th, as the Bay Sox play Akron. Not only do you get to bring your furry friend to the ballpark, you can enjoy interactive exhibits and vendors from the local community. And if you've been thinking about getting a dog, you can find a new best friend at an adoption event during the game. Tickets available now for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 24th at 301-464-4865 and online at baysox.com.
Bay Sox and Akron tied at one here in the bottom of the third inning at Prince George's Stadium. Maverick Hanley will lead it off for the Bay Sox. 8-9-1 on Curry, who's retired every batter he's faced except for one. That was Gunnar Henderson's solo home run in the first. Hanley comes in on just a 1-for-15 mark this season as the first pitch in misses away a fastball. Count opens up at 1-0. Hanley's only hit, though, was a 3-run home run for the Bay Sox. 530 OPS in total, thanks to a trio of walks mixed in. Here's the 1-0 from Xavion Curry. Breaking ball, called a strike on the upper outside corner. That one didn't break as much as I thought it would, and the count goes even at one. Curry was an organizational all-star in the Cleveland organization last season. Fourth in the system in strikeouts, fifth in wins with eight, and then innings pitched overall with 97 2/3. Here's the 1-1 to Hanley, called a strike in the upper outside corner again in the count to 1-2. Hanley's home run came in the 20-6 clobbering on Tuesday, the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, high fastball. Hanley is down on four pitches. Xavion Curry is up to 32 overall in the day, now with three strikeouts. Here's Shane Fontana. Curry's a fun story. Spent part of spring and early summer after being drafted and missing out on all of the 2019 season, and then, of course, all of 2020. He spent that 2020 season with Will Benson, who played for the Rubber Ducks a long time in 2021. Here's Shane Fontana. First pitch misses, I'll call it a strike, in the lower outside corner. Count opens up at nothing and one. Just a nick on the zone there. Fontana, a 200 average, 3-for-11 in this series, with two home runs in the year, six runs driven in, and he watches a pitch coming down and away. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. So Curry is actually good friends with Will Benson. They grew up together, first met when they were 7 years old, and played pickup games in the Atlanta area and where they lived in 2020 when the season was canceled. Here's the 1-1. Fontana squares, pulls back, and it's called a strike. It goes to a ball and two strikes. Corner infielders can back up now to a reasonable pace because I can't imagine he'd surprise a bunt with two strikes now when the base is empty. One gone here in the bottom of the third. The 1-2 pitch from Curry is swung on and lined hard out to the right field corner, falling in for a base hit and rolling all the way to the wall. Fontana rounds first, head to second, while it's barehanded by Valera. Fontana stops at second base with his first double of the season. The Bay Sox have the go-ahead run in scoring position with one out here in the bottom of the third. Not as much of a rocket shot as Gunnar Henderson's home run, but that one was perfectly placed. And now it goes back to the top of the lineup in Hudson Haskin, who needs to break out of what you could call, at least for him, a miniature slump. He's 0 for his last 5 at the plate, including his ground out back in the first inning. But he is in an unfamiliar spot, leading off today. First time that he's done that this season. First pitch to him is checked on, a curveball called a strike, top half of the zone. Count opens up at nothing and one. Overall, a .483 average, .1516 OPS. Three doubles, four home runs, tied for the team's lead, 11 runs driven in, leads the team. Fontana at second, the 0-1 is swung on and missed, high fastball. Count suddenly nothing and two. With runners in scoring position, Haskin is a dead even 500, 5 for 10, 1345 OPS. But he only has one of his four home runs with runners in scoring position. Here's the 0-2. He waits back on it, and it's a slider that misses too far away. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. Remember, Haskin's last home run was a part of that back-to-back-to-back series. But it was the grand slam. Shane Fontana, who's on second base, had a solo home run to follow. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Called strike three on the outside half, a bit wide. Half in frustration, doesn't say anything, and gets back to the dugout quietly. It's the first, second, rather, backwards K for Xavion Curry today, fourth overall, 16th on the season. Now here's Jordan Westberg with two outs. But the Bay Sox have been hitting well with two outs this season. That's pretty much what's won them this series overall, is their key hitting with two outs. Tell you more in a second. Here's the first pitch to Westberg. Bounces in, but it's kept in front by Eric Rodriguez, so Shane Fontana stays put at second base. Count starts out at 1-0. Fontana, 1-for-2 in stolen base attempts this year, but with two outs and already in scoring position, I can't imagine. Westberg, .333 with runners in scoring position this season. Here's the 1-0 from Curry. Popped up, just past the infield, left side. Tana can't see it. It's the second baseman, Rocchio, who sees it and brings it in. He had to shade over to the left side of the infield to bring it down, but he did, and Bowie's one-out double is left stranded at second base. We'll go to the fourth here at Prince George's Stadium. Still a one-all ball game. Bowie and Akron, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care program for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest.
Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more, all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Bay Sox are hosting a special Mother's Day celebration with brunch on Sunday, May 8th at Prince George's Stadium. Take part in a pregame catch on the field, special Field of Dreams opportunities as well, and of course, as mentioned, the Mother's Day brunch. You can join in on the special events by going to BaySoxShop.com. That's Sunday, May 8th. 1-1 bowl game. Here as we move to the fourth, Brandon Young back to work. He faces Brian Rocchio. First pitch, called a strike on the inside edge, only 71 miles an hour on that curve. Count opens up at nothing and one. Rocchio walked in the first inning, but was caught stealing second base. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Just nicked foul, hits off of the mask of Maverick Handley, and trickles back to the warning track. It's nothing and two. After Rocchio, it's Will Brennan and Micah Pries due up in this inning. As the 0-2 comes in. Misses away, change up there from Young, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Now, the conversations I've gotten to have with Brandon Young when they've come have been just a delight every single time. I mentioned in his start in Binghamton, as the 1-2 comes in and misses high, count evens at two, that the fortunate thing about that ballpark is that it's so close to the visiting team hotel. Everything about downtown Binghamton is very compacted, very walkable. The 2-2 pitch, driven high and deep out to left center, but playable. Dylan Harris squares it up, backing up still, but brings it in. And there's one gone here in the fourth inning. So Young didn't make it a habit to walk to the ballpark every day. The staff did. I tried to most days, except when it rained. But on the day Young started, that Friday, he made sure to walk, and I just happened to pass by him when I was taking my walk to the ballpark. We didn't plan anything, but just caught up for a very brief chat, and he was walking around at a very lovely, brisk pace. Here's the first pitch to Brennan, bounced over to the right side and into center field for a base hit. Brennan reaches on a one-out single. That's his third hit of the series in his seventh at-bat. So a good piece of hitting in this series for Brennan, who, as mentioned, is already batting .405 this season. But Young's a very humble guy. The way he kind of describes himself, in an interview I had with him the other day, he said he likes to say that he's a human being first, a baseball player second. And you can kind of pick up on that when you first have your initial conversations with him. First pitch to Micah Pries is ripped up the first baseline but called foul. That one was a rocket, 105 miles an hour off the bat from Pries, but he comes up just a bit to the right of the line for it. Would have gone for extra bases no matter what, and probably would have scored Will Brennan from first. 1-1 here in the top of the fourth inning, Bay Sox and Akron tied. Brandon Young trying to escape with a runner at first base and one out. He left a runner at first in the last half inning, too. Righty on lefty, the 0-1 is just away, a fastball. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. And I was talking with Young about what it was like playing for Louisiana Lafayette, working with the Ragin' Cajuns, and what it was like picking up that culture down there. And he said he fell in love with it. Here's the 1-1. This one popped up high out to center, but not that deep. Hudson Haskin only has to shade a bit to his left side to bring it in. And there's two away. So two flyouts in the inning. They've been coming a little bit more often. After the first six batters, only one got it out of the infield. Since the third inning, you've got home run, flyout, single, then two flyouts in this inning by Will Brennan. But Brennan's was a ground ball single, not a fly ball single by any means. Here's Escobedo, first pitch. Left-hander watches changeup miss just up and away, 1-0 to start. Escobedo popped out to the shortstop back in the second inning. Still only batting .167 on the year and 1-for-11 in this series when you include the pop-out earlier. Young sets. Fires the 1-0. It's popped up foul behind home plate. No, that one's in front of home plate. Down on it is Jordan Westberg, and he brings it in. Only about 2 feet to the left of the line, but in foul territory. That one looked like it could have tailed back, but instead, it's a pop-out to third in foul. So the inning is over, runner stranded at first base, and as we go to the bottom of the fourth at Prince George's Stadium, Akron and Bowie are still tied at one. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, if you've got a teacher or educator in your life that's meant a lot to you, or if you're one yourself, then you don't want to miss out on the Bay Sox Educator Appreciation Week from Tuesday, June 28th to Friday, July 1st. Teachers and educators who show a school ID at the Bay Sox ticket office will get 2 free tickets to a game of their choice between those days, all sponsored by Educational Systems Federal Credit Union. Again, it's Educator Appreciation Week at Prince George's Stadium, Tuesday, June 28th to Friday, July 1st.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals. Custom light is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Bottom of the fourth here at Prince George's Stadium, a 1-1 ball game. Bay Sox will bring one of their 2 base hits to the plate to lead it off, and the biggest base hit, Gunnar Henderson, to open it up. But as Henderson steps in, there's a left-hander tossing in the Bay Sox bullpen. Interesting to see Cameron Bishop out there. But when you look back at things, it may not be that far-fetched. Bishop did come in relief of Brandon Young his last time through in what turned out to be a piggyback scenario. As Gunnar Henderson digs in the first pitch, misses high, the count starts out at 1-0. Henderson's solo home run in the first inning was his first in the regular season of his AA career, and it was a rocket, the 1-0, swing and a miss. Maybe just a piece, but it's still foul on the change, and the count goes even at 1-1. So if Young is done, he would have only thrown 4 innings of one-run ball. But Bishop does have starting experience, and he went 4 innings in tandem with Young last time in Binghamton. Here's the 1-1 from Xavion Curry. It misses down and away, and the count goes to 2-1. After Henderson, it's Andrew Dashbach, then Joey Ortiz due up in this frame. If any reach, Zach Watson. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swinging a bouncer to the right side. Sliding over to it is Rocchio. Well, shuffling more so than sliding. He picks it up at the ankles and sends it to first either way. A 4-3 putout, and there's one gone in the fourth. I've got to say, as the crowd is starting to file in, and they've finally gotten settled to take proper notice that some of the great food selection options that they have here at Prince George's Stadium. They made that new partnership with Chick-fil-A to have them for every home game, understandably though, not Sundays. The great catering upstairs in the Diamond View restaurant as Andrew Dashbach digs in and the first pitch is called a strike. Nothing in one to open up. Dashbach struck out looking to end the first inning. He wasn't too pleased with it. It was a full count offering and he was already about a quarter of the way up the line when the call came through. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball misses high, maybe a bit, I'm not sure, from Xavion Curry, and the count goes even at 1. Again, Curry, a Georgia native from Atlanta, features a 4-pitch offering, 4-seam fastball, a curveball, his primary secondary pitch, slider and a changeup. Next pitch, check swing, oh, it hit the knob. Dashbach didn't want that to happen, but it did. Count goes to 1-2. That's a funny turn of phrase, isn't it? His primary secondary pitch. But it is a good descriptor. 1-2 the count here on Dashbach with bases empty and one away. Next pitch. outside for ball two. Dashbach was a little hesitant on it. He thought that that was a similar location to the previous pitch that rung him up in the last inning. Or I should say back in the first, but his last at bat. Here's the 2-2 from Curry. It misses down and the count fills. So back-to-back plate appearances for Dashbach, reaching a full count. And as mentioned, he's gone one way or the other in full count offerings, and that's it. He's 0 for 8 with 8 strikeouts and 7 walks. You can say 0 for 9 with 9 strikeouts when you include his first at-bat today. So it's one way or the other. That's it. Here's the 3-2. He pokes at it and pushes it foul right side. That was a really late protection swing from Dashbach. As it ricocheted off of the wall, and one of the Bay Sox pitchers in the bullpen will go and retrieve it as it bounced back into the field of play. So we'll do it once more. Xavion Curry is at 52 pitches so far, through 81 exactly in each of his last two starts. Here's the payoff. Misses high, ball four, the fastball. And Dashbach draws the walk. I told you, it's one way or the other. On a full count, he's either striking out or drawing the walk. So for Dashbach, that's the 10th walk he's drawn this season. 8 of them have come with a full count. And that's the first walk given up by Xavion Curry today, only his 3rd overall this season. Here's Joey Ortiz, righty on righty. First pitch. Ortiz watches a curveball called for strike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing and one. Ortiz only batting 172 against right-handed pitching, 300 against lefties this season. Pickoff throw back to first is high, no tag. The count holds at nothing and one. 1-1 ball game here in the bottom of the 4th inning. Bay Sox and Rubber Ducks each collecting a solo home run. One from Gunnar Henderson. One for Akron from Marcos Gonzalez. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. Count to nothing and two on Ortiz. For each player, it was their first home run of the season. And for Henderson, it was his first regular season home run in his Double-A career. Another pickoff throw. That one was a much faster trigger on Dashbach, but now that's two. So Dashbach can take a wider lead if he so chooses. But he's not attempted a stolen base this year, and an 0-2 count, we'll see if he tries here. He does not, and the pitch is fouled off right side. Count stays. So the rule is that you can attempt a third pickoff. And now the second baseman came in for a little bit of rosin. Brian Rocchio wanted to make sure he had his bare hand ready if a double play ball came his way. You can attempt a third pickoff, but you have to get the runner. If you don't get the runner, then it's essentially a balk. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Ortiz. Misses down and away the change. Now, Dashbach, again, who has, at this point, kind of the free reign, is still not exercising those extra feet that he could probably take now as the 1-2 comes in and it's called strike three on Ortiz, bottom half of the zone. Ortiz thought it was going to break, but it didn't. It was the fastball. And that is the 5th strikeout for Xavion Curry today. 3 of them have been backwards. Here's Zach Watson. Watson 0 for 1 on the day, and before he even steps in the box, they attempt a pickoff. That one has reset the step-off rule because it's every plate appearance you get two allotted, but Curry's already used one of them. He hasn't even thrown a pitch to Watson. First pitch to Zach Watson is called a strike, though. Change up on the upper outside corner. It's nothing and one. It's just surprising me at this point that he's paying so much attention to Andrew Dashbach at first base, who's not known for his speed, is... are there really that many first basemen known for their speed who doesn't have a stolen base attempt this year? But that's just me. Next pitch to Watson, misses away, fastball again, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Watson 0 for 1 of the day, grounded out to third base his last time up, and they play him heavily to pull in that direction. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Up and in, the changeup that time, and the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Watson on the year for Bowie. pulls the ball about 63% of the time. That is one of the higher marks on the team. Here's the 2-1. He just nicks it, rolls foul right side. Count evens at 2. And there is a wide variety in that pull percentage for Bowie. It's not really too much consistency across different players. You look at guys like Joey Ortiz, who normally put it up the middle or the opposite direction. Ortiz only pulls it about 15% of the time. Dylan Harris, who's on deck, hasn't even pulled it yet. Rodriguez enrolls to the left side of the batting circle. Dashbach advances to second on the wild pitch. All of that bravado and extra curricular throwing, and it turns into that. You see that happen so often, I feel like, especially here in the minor leagues, because when you've got guys that don't have as much control over their pitches as a major league guy would, when they get deep into an inning or deep into an at-bat, sometimes the pitch goes a little bit wild. Here's the payoff to Watson. Fisted foul, right side and out of play. Count holds full. But runner in scoring position, two outs. Watson 3-for-9 with runners at second or third this season. He's driven in 3 runs, but he's also struck out 4 times. 1-1 ball game here in the bottom of the fourth. Another full count offering set to come in from Xavion Curry. Here it is. Swinging a piece and off the mitt of Rodriguez. Rolls back toward the mound. That one keeps Watson alive. Bay Sox just need to win at least one of these upcoming 3 games, when you include tonight, to win the series overall. And they'd have won their second consecutive series, 2 of the first 3. As Curry fires another payoff to Watson, he reaches at it late and fouls it off right side. And that's another protection swing. But it extends this plate appearance to what will be a 9th pitch. And I said it, Curry threw exactly 81 pitches in each of his first 2 outings of the season. Right now he is only at 65, so he could easily go out for a 5th on his pacing, but Bowie is still making him work for it. Another 3-2 to Watson, swing and a miss for strike 3. Got him chasing ahead of the fastball middle-middle as Watson thought for off-speed. He's down on strikes. The Bay Sox get a runner into scoring position but can't bring him home. 6 strikeouts for Xavion Curry as we move to the 5th. It's 1-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, builder or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry. Visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club, sign up now at BaySox.com.
Hey, coffee lovers. Nowhere you'll find the world's freshest cup of coffee? Right here at Royal Farms. Because with our new brewing system, it takes less than a minute to go from selecting the kind of coffee you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee you can buy is at Royal Farms. So try one. It'll be love at first sip. Because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
We're on to the 5th inning here at Prince George's Stadium, a 1-1 ball game. The Bay Sox have decided to go early with their pitching change. What's anticipated to be a piggyback with Cameron Bishop stepping to the mound, replacing Brandon Young. Bishop will face bottom 3 in the Akron lineup, starting with Marcos Gonzalez, who has the only run of the day for the Ducks, a solo home run. First pitch is called a strike on a breaking ball down and away. Makes a no decision today, so he will go, well, stay at 1-0 as the next pitch is fouled off right side. Count goes to nothing and two on Gonzalez. Young finished four innings, gave up three hits and then ones across. One run, one earned run, one strikeout, one walk, one home run. The strikeout and the walk were both in the first inning. Here's the 0-2. Misses down from Bishop, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Bishop, a 6'4", 215-pound lefty, drafted in the 26th round of the 2017 draft from UC Irvine, makes his third appearance of the season, the 1-2 pitch. Check swing, misses down and away, and the count goes even at two balls and two strikes. Bishop is coming off of a very strong four-inning save. Again, that was his first of his true piggyback appearances, the 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Got him way too far ahead of the slow fastball there, and Gonzalez is down on strikes. Bishop picks up his first K, second overall for Bay Sox pitching. Here's Daniel Schneeman, left-hander. Bishop overall in the season, two appearances, an 0-1 record, a 7.50 ERA that equates to five earned in six innings with six strikeouts and four walks. First pitch home to Schneeman, misses outside, and the count starts out at 1-0. Schneeman flew out to center field his first time up back in the third. Lefty Bishop winds and fires the next. It's just down and away, barely missed the corner, and the count 2-0. Bishop's ERA is more marred by his first appearance than it was his second. His second outing was very strong. Here's the 2-0. Called a strike, bottom half of the zone. Count goes to two balls and one strike. You go back to a week ago, the 15th, and Bishop tossed four innings of one-run ball. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Curveball dangles into the zone on the right side, a beauty, and the count goes to 2-2. Bowie had already given plenty of cushion. It was 6-1 when Bishop came in. He allowed just one run. The 2-2 pitch, called stride half. Bishop strikes out the first two here in the fifth inning. First backwards K for Bishop. And now here's Eric Rodriguez. 11 overall strikeouts for Bishop this season. He struck out six a week ago in Binghamton. Lefty on righty as Rodriguez steps in. First pitch is slapped up the right field corner, and it falls in foul into the Bay Sox bullpen. Nothing in one to open things. Rodriguez does not have a hit against a left-handed pitcher this season. Bishop has given up a .400 average to right-handed batters this year, so it does help him out that he's pitching in this series, especially at this time. Could give Bowie a commanding 4-0 lead. Here's the 0-1. Misses down. Bit inside the curveball, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Only a .222 average from left-handed hitters. Four strikeouts, no walks. Here's the 1-1. Misses down and in again. That time the change. Two balls and a strike now. Bases empty, two away here in the top of the fifth inning. A 1-1 ball game, each side with a solo home run. Lefty Bishop delivers the next. It's fouled off again right side, and the count goes even at two. Rodriguez digs back in quickly. Bishop foots the rubber, splits it down the middle, holds calmly at the waist, kicks and fires the 2-2. It's inside to run the count full. First full count given up by Cameron Bishop. Brandon Young didn't give up that many full counts either in his four innings of work. It's a very quick night for him. The payoff pitch. Pushed over to first, picked up on a knee by Andrew Dashbach. It was a hot shot, but he trots over to the bag and puts away the runner. Three unassisted to end the inning. We're halfway home here at Prince George's Stadium. It's Bowie 1.
Well, it may be on Sunday, May 29th, but get ready for the Bay Sox first Catter Day at Prince George's Stadium. Everyone's heard of Bark in the Park, but now you can bring your kitty out for a relaxing afternoon of ball. And if you get here early enough, you can pick up a free Bay Sox Catter Day t-shirt, courtesy of the City of Bowie. You can get your tickets now for the first ever Catter Day at 301-464-4865 or at baysox.com.
everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com today and book your free consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more, all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Fifth inning here at Prince George's Stadium. Still a 1-1 ball game. Each side collecting a solo home run. That's been it. Matt Sabatis with you as Xavion Curry gets back to work for the Rubber Ducks. Bowie, again, only used four innings out of Brandon Young. They will remaining five. And I feel like that's a reasonable trade-off. We can talk more about it when Bishop steps to the mound again. But for now, it's Dylan Harris. First batter for the Bay Sox in the frame. Watches a curveball called for strike on the outside half. It's nothing in one. Harris is 0 for 1 of the day, flew out to left field back in the second inning. He's got hits in each of his first two AA games this year. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss on a high fastball, a bit inside from Curry as well, 0-2. After Harris, Maverick Handley follows, then Shane Fontana after that. Fontana has one of Bowie's two hits. It was a double back in the third. Curry looks for his seventh K. The 0-2 pitch is bounced to the right side, a base hit. Sneaks past the first baseman, Preece, into right field. Harris has a three-game hit streak to start his AA career, and the leadoff runner aboard for Bowie for the first time today. That's something that they've actually been doing pretty darn well as well, the Bay Sox. Adam Hall, who is not in today's game for Bowie, their usual leadoff man, he's leading the league with eight hits from the leadoff slot. And that's to say, eight hits as the first batter of an inning, not just eight hits while batting first in the lineup. There's a difference. Here's Handley, runner at first, nobody out, and the first pitch is a tailing slider that's called for strike on the outer half, nothing in one. Handley struck out swinging back in the third inning, and a right-hander gets up and starts throwing against the wall slightly in the Akron pen, at least I believe so. Here's the next pitch, bounces in. Picked by Eric Rodriguez. He keeps it in front of him. Okay, so now there is a right-hander throwing against the wall. That looks to be Kyle Marmon. He's made three appearances this year for the Ducks. No record. Has not allowed an earned run in three and a third. Here's the 1-1 to Handley. Fouled off. Back to the press box, but that one will get to the Diamond View restaurant above. And the count to 1-2. Off lead off of first base for Harris. Has not attempted a stolen base yet this season for Bowie. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. A high fastball sends Handley chasing. And that's the seventh strikeout for Xavion Curry. Ties a season's high for the right-hander. Career high came back when he was running things for Loe Lynchburg in his Guardians organizational debut. Started with the Hillcats back in May of 2021, and he was leading the Low A East, as it was called at the time, with a 107 ERA, an 063 whip, and a strikeout-to-walk ratio of 36%. It was incredible. Pickoff throw back to first is unsuccessful, and we'll wait on the first offering to Shane Fontana. Here it is. Runner goes. Pitch is called a strike in the lower outside corner. Throw to second is not in time. A little slow from Eric Rodriguez. It was online, but Harris beats it out, and he steals his first bag this season. So runner into scoring position now for Fontana as the count opens up at nothing and one. 2-for-7 is Shane this year with runners in scoring position. A home run, 5 runs driven in. He struck out 3 times. Rodriguez sets up away. Next pitch is a swinging strike on a high fastball. Count goes to nothing and two. So Marmon is getting ever more looser now in the bullpen, throwing fully from the mound to a catcher. As Curry sets, split down the middle of the rubber, ready for the 0-2 pitch. On its way to Fontana, it's high. A ball and 2 strikes. That velocity hasn't changed too much at all for Curry today. He's been hovering cleanly between 92 and 94. Haven't seen any major jumps, haven't seen any dips. He's just a consistent strike thrower. 1-2 pitch. Check swing, high fastball. Veil appeal, didn't go. 2 balls and 2 strikes now here on Fontana. Dylan Harris at first base. He's singled to the right side and stole second now. Maverick Handley struck out swinging. And now Fontana trying to drive in Harris. The 2-2 pitch. Down and in the slider. That one looked like it could have crossed the zone, but since Eric Rodriguez was set up away, he had to slide back across to corral it and make sure it didn't get anywhere, and it was called ball. That's one of the advantages we have now with the advanced technology. We can see where some of these pitches cross the zone. So Fontana might have gotten away with one. It sets up a full count, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Chasing on a fastball away, Fontana's down on strikes. It's a new season's high in strikeouts for Xavion Curry as he fans his 8th batter.
Center fielder, Hudson Haskin.
Now to the top of the lineup with Hudson Haskin. 5-for-11 this season with runners in scoring position, and that includes his strikeout looking back in the 3rd inning when Shane Fontana was at 2nd base. Similar situation here, but with 2 outs now. Curry deals the first. Haskin gets just a piece and fouls it off back to the screen. 0-1 to start. That was pitch number 80 for Curry, and I've mentioned it twice now that he threw exactly 81 pitches in each of his first 2 starts, so Haskin is probably the last batter that Curry will see, regardless of the outcome. 0-2 day for Haskin, 0 for his last 6 at the plate, his longest slump of the year, if you can call it that, the 0-1. Fouled off right side, pitch was in on the hands, and the count nothing and two. Bay Sox this season, when working with 2 outs, check that, just over the last 3 games, they've scored 22 of their 30 runs in this series. You can say 23 of 31, because Gunnar Henderson's solo home run was with 2 outs. And their 858 OPS with 2 outs. Runner at second, the 0-2 pitch is checked on. A high fastball just barely missed on Haskin. That was a close one, and the count goes to 1-2. All it does now is sets up Curry to just work that pitch count higher and higher and give Haskin a hittable pitch. The 1-2. High fastball again. That one a little more wild, and the count goes even at 2. Nice crowd here on a Friday evening at Prince George's Stadium. Plenty of fans turned out for the Mystery Bobblehead giveaway. Fireworks tomorrow, as well as the almost halfway to Halloween celebration. The 2-2 pitch misses up and away on Haskin, and the count goes full. But these fans are in for what should be a good series of games to wrap up the weekend. As the Bay Sox have been cruising. Winners of 3 in a row and 6 of their last 7. And a brief time called behind home plate will set us back up for a full count offering to Hudson Haskin. Curry sets at the chin, looks back runner at second, Harris, the pitch. Inside, ball 4, up and at the chin for Hudson Haskin. He draws the free pass, 2nd from Curry this evening. And Ruglis Odor gets to the top step and exits the dugout to make the switch. knew it was coming, as Curry was already well north of 80 pitches. That was his 86th overall, and it'll lead to a pitching change. So new hurler comes to the mound for Akron with the go-ahead run for Bowie standing at second base. We'll see if they can bring him in, and we tell you about the new pitcher after this. It's one all here in the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
New pitcher on the mound for Akron as we continue with the bottom of the fifth inning. Bowie threatening to break back ahead. A 1-1 ball game, but runners at first and second with two away. Xavion Curry departs. He's replaced by Kyle Marmon. Curry's line is not closed. Best he can do is take a no decision. Worst he can do is take a loss, as the runners at first and second belong to him. But at the moment, Curry went 4 2/3 of an inning, gave up 3 hits and 1 run. It was earned. He struck out 8 batters for a season's high, walked 2, and gave up a solo home run to Gunnar Henderson. Kyle Marmon, the new hurler on the mound, is a 6'3", 195-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Boca Raton, drafted in the 13th round of the 2018 draft from Florida Atlantic. He spent all of 2021 with Akron, went 4-0 with a 5.85 ERA. He faces Jordan Westberg. First and second with two gone here in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch, Westberg watches a called strike, middle-middle, nothing in one to start. Jordan is 0-2 on the day, struck out swinging in the first, popped out to second base in the third, stranding a runner at second base. Harris at second, Haskin at first, two gone. And a step off, that's the first of two allotted for Kyle Marmon. He doesn't throw it anywhere, though. Second appearance in this series for Marmon as the 0-1 comes in, and Westberg watches it down low. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. Marmon came out of the pen to close the blowout on Tuesday. Well, I shouldn't say that because the position players closed the blowout. He was the last real pitcher out of the pen for Akron. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Fastball middle-middle again on Westberg. He went chasing but was too far ahead of it and nearly swung out of his shoes. 1-2 the count. Marmon tossed a scoreless sixth inning. Check that seventh inning in that outing. But he did load the bases on two walks before striking out Shane Fontana to end that threat. Here's the 1-2. Inside, a close one. The count evens here on Jordan Westberg. Inning started with a single by Dylan Harris to the right side. He later stole second base. Back-to-back strikeouts by Xavion Curry, but then a walk to Hudson Haskin, knocking him out of the game. The 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Westberg chases on a breaking ball down and away. He falls to a knee and tosses the bat in frustration. The Bay Sox strand two on base, including one in scoring position. And as we go to the sixth here at Prince George's Stadium, Bowie and Akron are tied at one. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
It's not baseball season without fireworks, and you can always count on the biggest and best at Prince George's Stadium. there's no better way to cap off a fun evening at the ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have 15 different shows to choose from. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com. The next fireworks show at Prince George's Stadium is Saturday, April 23rd, when the Akron Rubber Ducks come to town. Hope to see you there.
Is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Sixth inning here at Prince George's Stadium, a tie ball game, 1-1. Top of the Akron lineup due up as Bowie continues to work with Cameron Bishop on the mound. Set down the side in order on a pair of strikeouts and a ground out in the fifth. Very quick frame for Bishop on 16 pitches. Let's hope for more of that now. As Tana digs in, lefty on lefty to start, first pitch. Tana watches breaking ball miss down and away. Count starts out at 1-0. Now, I had brought up in the last half inning something to discuss in this inning when Bishop retook the mound. It's interesting that Brandon Young only tossed four today, the 1-0. Curveball. Oh, that one probably should have been called a strike. Tana ducked, thinking it was going to go over his head, but it split the middle of the plate. That's unfortunate. It's called for ball two. Here's the next. Fastball barely misses down, and the count goes to 3-0 quickly on Jose Tana, who's 1-for-2 with a single to right field in the third. It's fair for Bowie to let Bishop take the hefty load of this game. The 3-0 is a fastball, lower outside corner, count to 3-1. Because he's got the starting experience, and if you're going to use the piggyback, it's only fair to maybe give the back end the five innings sometimes to keep his arm moving. Here's the 3-1, called a strike on the outer half. So the count fills on Tana after Bishop. Bases empty, nobody out here with the leadoff man up in the top of the sixth. The payoff is poked over to the left side, picked by the third baseman Westberg on a pair of bounces. He fires the first in time. 5-3 put out and a great recovery by Cameron Bishop. One gone here to start out the sixth. George Valera digs in. He's 0-for-2 on the day. Again, lefty on lefty. As Bishop winds and deals the first, swing and a miss. 0-1 to start. And it can be partly on making sure that Bishop gets a healthy portion of innings, which he deserves. And partly because good strategy would dictate he comes in for this lefty-heavy lineup. Next pitch is a swinging strike. Another curveball down low, and it's nothing and two. Because I mentioned it, Bishop into today, a .222 batting average against lefties. Much better than his righty numbers as the 0-2 comes in, and it swung on and missed for strike three. Didn't even give him a fastball on that one. Three straight changeups, and Bishop retires Valera. Third strikeout of the day for Cameron Bishop, and he's cruising out of the pen. Five up, five down. Excellent numbers. Bishop, into today, struck out four lefties, didn't walk any. Struck out five righties, walked four. Here's Brian Rocchio, switch hitter, bats righty for the first time, and fouls off the first pitch. To the right side and out of play, 0-1. Rocchio 0-for-1, walked in the first, got caught stealing second. Flew out to left field in the fourth. Here's the 0-1. Fastball misses down and away, and the count goes even and a ball and a strike. It's a four-pitch offering for Cameron Bishop. Four-seam fastball, changeup, curve, and a slider. As the lefty winds and deals the 1-1. Late swing, a half swing that really Rocchio couldn't pull back on, and he whiffs right through it. Count goes to 1-2. Those are some of the toughest swings. You try to stop yourself, but the pitch is so far inside, you can't do much about it, so it looks like you really just waved at the air. The 1-2 pitch. Check swing. They appeal. They say he went around as the ball skips away, and Rocchio does not leave the box. He surrenders, and it's a strikeout for Cameron Bishop. His fourth of the day and his second consecutive perfect inning as we go to the bottom of the sixth here at Prince George's Stadium. Bay Sox pitchers are dealing, but it's 1-1. Got to get the offense rolling. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
We're on to the bottom of the sixth at Prince George's Stadium. Still a 1-1 ball game. Excellent pitching from both sides so far. Xavion Curry and Brandon Young, today's starters, each take no decisions. Four innings of work from Young, three hits, and only one run. Xavion Curry, 4 2/3 innings, three hits, and only one run. Each side giving up a solo home run. And so far, each reliever working cleanly. Cameron Bishop, two perfect innings. Kyle Marmon for Akron. He's only faced one batter, but he struck him out. Gunnar Henderson will lead it off. He had the solo home run for Bowie, his first at the AA level in the regular season. Extra modifier there. But it'll be Henderson, Dashbach, then Ortiz. First pitch fouled off left side and land below the suite level onto the concourse. 0-1. Marmon takes that hardy lean in, but quickly snaps it back up. If I can get the words out, the 0-1. Misses down and in. Count goes even at one. He has that hard lean in with ball in glove. And the right arm just dangling there before he quickly snaps up and comes set at the waist. That's what I was trying to say. The 1-1. Misses inside. A toughie on the changeup there. Count goes to 2-1. We've seen a fairly wide zone, at least seemingly, today. So these have been a couple of tough pitches for Henderson to lay off on. The 2-1. Misses up and away. Three balls and a strike. That one a little bit easier. And it is tough for Bowie because they were so patient when it mattered in game one. And it turned into such a massive outburst of 20 runs. The 3-1 pitch called a strike in the lower outside corner. The curve fills it up on Henderson. But they have been fluctuating when it comes to their patience. Remember, they struck out 17 times two nights ago. Here's the payoff. Henderson watches inside for ball four. Another borderline pitch, and boy, that was a very well-read plate appearance for Gunnar Henderson. First walk given up by Kyle Marmon. Third overall this season for him, and third overall this game for Akron pitching. Turn things over to Andrew Dashbach, who is 0-1 with a walk. Righty on righty, first pitch home is swung on and missed, high fastball. 0-1 we start. Dashbach walked with one out in the fourth, advanced to second on a wild pitch, and was left stranded there after back-to-back strikeouts by Xavion Curry. Next pitch, swinging strike.
fucking ball down. Here's the 0-2. Up and away, picked up Rodriguez from his squat. He was ready to fire back to first if Henderson tried to do anything, but he didn't, so that ball went nowhere. 1-2 the count. Henderson, he can be a stolen base threat. A perfect 3-for-3 this season as they throw back to check on him. Doesn't get there in time. He doesn't even slide. Should be the first of two allotted. But it's already a 1-2 count on Dashbox, so this plate appearance could end pretty quickly, one way or the other. Pitch home. Swinging a bouncing ball over to the left side. Could be two, but it was slowly hit. The shortstop, Tana, can only go to first. He gets it there in time, retiring Dashbach. Henderson advances to second base on the 6-3. Runner back into scoring position for the Bay Sox. Joey Ortiz steps in. Second time he's had a runner in scoring position today. He struck out looking in the fourth when Andrew Dashbach was standing at second base. Righty on righty as Ortiz digs in. First pitch. Slider misses down and away. Count opens up at 1-0. It's an 0-for-2 day for Ortiz. He struck out looking, as mentioned in the fourth, and that's combined to what's now a 2-10 series for the right-hander. Pinched in a little bit on the right side of the infield as Kyle Marmon steps off, and that is an interesting decision. I understand why they have to have second baseman Brian Rocchio shaded a little bit to cover the bag. But when you look at the statistics, Joey Ortiz really does not pull too often. I mentioned it earlier in the broadcast. Less than 20% of the time does he pull the ball. 1-0. Called a strike. Outside half. Evens us up. In a much bigger contrast, he was leading the league at one point in balls hit in the opposite direction. Not just base hits. Any balls put in play. But right now, he still only pulls it about 15% of the time. He pulls it here with a high pop-up to the left side. Escobedo, the left fielder, camps under it and brings it down. That's one of the fun things about broadcasting and bringing up the statistics. I'll point something out and then just immediately be proven wrong. So Ortiz flies out. There's two gone here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Zach Watson up. 3-for-9 this season with runners in scoring position. 3-for-10 when you include his strikeout back in the fourth inning. Again, both of those were against Xavion Curry, who finished with a season's high 8. That was a big boon for his ERA, which had ballooned up to 6 after just his first two starts of the year. First pitch to Watson. Late swing and a miss, but it skips away from Rodriguez. He can't get to it in time, allowing Henderson to advance to third on the wild pitch. Some of these pitches just a little bit low on Henderson, and he's not able to transfer the glove down fast enough to keep them from getting by him. And a quick step off for Marmon, first of two allotted. So the right-hander resets, fires the 0-1 to Watson. It's checked on, a high fastball. Evens us at 1-1. Watson, in contrast to Ortiz, is a big pull threat, so they shade him in that direction about 63% of the time. Next pitch. Misses down and in. Two balls and a strike. Watson does also have one of the highest swinging strike rates on the team. Nearly 20% of the pitches he sees result in a swinging strike. Two-one pitch. He pokes it into, but he has plenty of room to camp under and bring it down. So the Bay Sox get a go-ahead run to third, but they can't score him. Bowie has not gotten a base hit since the first batter of the fifth inning. As we move to the seventh here at Prince George's Stadium, it's Akron 1, Bowie 1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Be sure to get to the ballpark on Friday, June 17th for a jam-packed night of promotions and fun at Prince George's Stadium. It all starts with fireworks presented by DCA Imaging Systems. It's our mother and son night out with special ticket packages available at BaySoxShop.com. And most importantly, it's the Scouts BSA Campout. When you purchase a special ticket, you and your scout can camp out in the outfield at Prince George's Stadium after the game. It all happens on Friday, June 17th, so find out more and get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
We're on to the seventh here at Prince George's Stadium, sitting at a 1-1 tie. Bowie and Akron each collecting solo home runs early on. First inning shot from Gunnar Henderson for Bowie, and a solo blast from Marco Gonzalez to open the third. Bishop is back out to work for the Bay Sox in the seventh. He's pitched two perfect frames in relief, and again, an anticipated piggyback, so he should be set to finish out the game for Bowie. Will Brennan, the first batter in the left-hander, watches a called strike. Change up on the lower inside corner. It's nothing and one. And so far, the strategy has paid off, pitting the lefty Bishop against this lefty-heavy Akron lineup. 0-1. Bounces in. A little bit late on the release there. 1-1. Left-hander is warming in the pen for Akron. Kyle Marmon did come out and pitch serviceably in an inning and a third. It looks to be Tim Heron for the Ducks. 1-1. Lifted high, foul, third base side. Westberg ranges on it, but he won't be able to get there. It goes about eight rows deep. A ball and two strikes on Brennan. After the sixth inning this season, Brennan is 4-for-11 on the year. He struck out three times, walked once. No home runs, but that's to be said about pretty much almost all of Akron's offense. They only have five total this season. That includes the one today. The 1-2. Poked foul again, third base side. This one could be playable for Westberg, but no. It reaches about the third row of the seats this time. He had a much better line on this one. Still out of his potential reach. When Heron comes in, it'll be his second appearance this series and fifth of the season. For contrast, Bowie has not had a single pitcher appear four times. Here's the 1-2. High swing and a piece. That fastball was in on the hands, and Brennan barely held on for just a nick of it. Took a splinter off the bat, if anything, and the count stays at a ball and two strikes. After Brennan, it's Micah Preece, then Julian Escobedo. Brennan is 1-for-2 on the day. He has the last base hit for Akron. The 1-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. Breaking ball in the dirt as Handley applies the tag for the extra put out there. As that's now five strikeouts for Cameron Bishop out of the bullpen for Bowie pitching. Here's Preece, 0-for-2 on the day, flew out to center field his last time up. First pitch, fastball misses away, 1-0 to get it started. Preece, after the six, only 1-for-11 this season, but he does have a run driven in. Three strikeouts and a walk. 1-0 is swung on and missed. Change up down, and the count evens at one. There's something about this offense for Akron that just has not been able to put it together. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Change up down and away, and the count goes to 1-2. And I had mentioned how some of the pitchers were discussing the pitch clock when speaking with reporters earlier today, and how they weren't too committed on making serious statements. As the 1-2 is cut on and missed for strike three. Pitch in the dirt. It's picked by Hanley and sent on to first for the additional 2-3 putout. But that's six strikeouts and four in a row for Cameron Bishop. He's retired eight in a row to start his relief appearance. But when Cameron Bishop was talking to the reporter today, he said one of the most concise and honestly well-put-together thoughts of the group is that it's such a neutral rule. As the first pitch to Escobedo is down for a ball, 1-0. Because while it does put the pitchers on a clock, literally, the batters are still on as tight of a limit. They have to get into the box and be set in about 5 seconds. They do not have too much time to breathe. Neither do the pitchers. It takes a lot of the additional thinking out of the game, which will be interesting to see as the season progresses. The 1-0 pitch misses away, and the count is 2-0. It's the first two-ball count for Cameron Bishop since Jose Tena led off the sixth. Here's the 2-0. Misses high, and it's 3-0. So that's five batters since. And it's suddenly 3-0. Bishop pitch home. Down low, ball four. First base runner for Akron against Cameron Bishop today is a two-out walk here in the top of the seventh inning. And Marcos Gonzalez digs in, the only RBI for the Ducks. First batter to face Bishop a second time. But again, if you are asking your back-end starter, the piggybacker, to pitch five innings, you'd anticipate him to face the lineup twice, no matter what. Probably even three times, at least. Here's Gonzalez. First pitch misses down and in. I shouldn't say at least. Three times at the most, if he had to dance around a lot of base runners. First pitch to Gonzalez misses down and in, 1-0. I said it, Gonzalez struck out swinging against Bishop earlier. Out of the stretch, the 1-0 pitch is a nice curveball called for strike. A little bit narrow on the inside edge, but a strike nonetheless. And the count evens at 1. Here's the 1-1. That one skips off of Hanley's glove and rolls all the way to the warning track on a high bounce. Wild pitch advances Escobedo to second base. Go-ahead run in scoring position for the Ducks. Marcos Gonzalez 2-for-3 this season with runners in scoring position. That accounts for half of his base hits. Bishop looks back, runner at second twice, fires the 2-1. It misses high, a fastball. Three balls and a strike. So back-to-back three-ball counts after not hitting one for five consecutive batters. Here's the 3-1. Misses high, ball four just barely. That fastball from Bishop looked to be strong. Probably could have got a good swinging strike. Need a layoff and draw the second consecutive walk from Cameron Bishop. First and second with two outs here in the top of the seventh. Fans Care is around the corner at Patient First. Urgent care that's open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. Every Patient First has on-site labs, x-rays, and prescription drugs. It's Patient First. The name fits. Proud sponsor of the Bay Sox, our friends over there at Patient First. Josh Conway out for a visit. He's already turned heel and headed back to the dugout after chatting on the mound about what to throw next to Daniel Schneeman. And if you're going to get back into the groove, Schneeman will be the one to do it. He's been off to such a tough start this season. A 188 average. 188. First pitch, slapped foul, left side. Look out in the bleachers. Count opens nothing in one. Schneeman 0-for-2 on the day overall. Next offering. Misses down and away the change. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. First and second, two away here in the top of the seventh inning. Still a 1-1 ball game. As Cameron Bishop, working with runners on base for the first time, is trying to dance away. The 1-1, swinging strike, high fastball, 1-2. Bishop looking for the strikeout would be his seventh. Looks back runner at second twice and fires the 1-2. It swung on and popped up shallow center field. Backing up Henderson, the shortstop makes it. That one hung up long enough for Henderson to backpedal under, and the inning is over. Two walks left stranded, and as we stadium, Bowie and Akron tied at one. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
To Bowie, bottom of the seventh. It's a 1-1 game. Bay Sox trying to break through after holding on to an early 1-0 lead. Solo home runs from each side, and Akron will send their second pitcher out of the bullpen to try and keep the game tied. Tim Herron takes over, second appearance in this series. Fifth overall for him this year. He replaces Kyle Marmon. Third of scoreless, hitless ball. Struck out one batter, walked one batter. And when he came in, he inherited two runners, stranded them both. Bottom three in the lineup due for Bowie here in this seventh inning. Dylan Harris will lead it off against the left-hander Herron. First pitch. Breaking ball misses away. 1-0 to start. Interesting. Cameron Bishop could be done. He tossed three innings, but did run into a bit of trouble with walks in the seventh. As the 1-0 comes in, Harris watches a called strike. That pitch in a relatively similar location to the previous one that was just called ball. But Ryan Conroy is warming in the pen for Bowie. He's made two appearances this year. This next offering bounced up the middle for a base hit. Well struck ball, a hard hit single by Dylan Harris. His second hit of the day and already his fifth in his Double-A career. It was very unfortunate news earlier today. Toby Welk, he was placed on the injured list a couple of days ago. Remember, he crashed into the wall in Binghamton, making a game-ending catch in left field. He had to be helped off. He did get up and was walking off, but with a little bit of help, and Dylan Harris was brought up to replace him from the Complex League. First pitch here, bounce for Maverick Hanley to third. Could be two. Schneeman to second for one. Orocchio to first in time. 5-4-3 twin killing eliminates Harris as Hanley grounds into his second double play of the season. And Bowie's early base runner is off the board. Finishing up my quick point, Toby Welk was transferred from the 7-day injured list earlier this morning to the 60-day injured list. Those are the only two ILs in minor league baseball. Here's Shane Fontana. He squares to bunt, Doesn't pull back in time, but it's called a strike anyway. Nothing in one to open it up. Fontana, 1-for-2, doubled with one out in the third, but was left stranded. Struck out swinging with a runner in scoring position in the fifth. Next pitch misses away, and the count evens at 1. So it is unfortunate that Welk has been transferred to the 60-day IL. He is such a fantastic story in the Orioles organization. 1-1. Misses away. 2 balls and a strike. It's obvious Dylan Harris is making the most of his opportunity. We spoke with him the other day, and he said he knew that he was going to be in the Complex League for a couple of days until there was an opening someone needed at any of the affiliates. The 2-1 pitch called a strike on the lower outside corner to Fontana. Count evens at 2. Bases empty, 2 away here in the bottom of the 7th. 1-1 all as left-hander Heron takes a half step, kicks and fires the 2-2. It's high to fill it up. But absolutely, Dylan Harris is making the most of his call up here to Bowie. First season playing in Double-A, he started out 6-for-11 at the plate. The payoff to Fontana. Outside, ball 4, the breaking ball missed. And that's the first walk given up by Tim Heron. Fourth overall for Akron pitching, and now it goes back to the top of the lineup. With Hudson Haskin, who's 0-for-2 on the day, and a walk drawn. Lefty Heron sets at the waist, fires the first. Haskin drills it high but not too deep. Left field. That one caught me off guard off bat as Escobedo camps under it for a long while, and he brings it in for the third out of the inning. Bowie strands another runner on base after putting 2 on in total, but a double play ruins their chances. As we go to the 8th here at Prince George's Stadium, Bay Sox and Rubber Ducks tied at 1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitter, highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Baysox Youth Baseball Camps are back in 2022, and registration is open now. 3 sessions this summer led by Orioles Hall of Famer and former Rookie of the Year Al Bumbry, along with former Baysox outfielder Stephen Bumbry. Kids will take part in in-depth on-field instruction and go head-to-head in camp-wide games at Prince George's Stadium. All campers get a free Baysox hat and a ticket to a Baysox game of their choice. Space is limited, so head to BaysoxShop.com and reserve your spot at a Baysox Youth Baseball Camp today.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Here at Prince George's Stadium, a tie ball game. 1-1 between Bowie and Akron, and a new pitcher taking the mound for the Bay Sox, Ryan Conroy, replacing Cameron Bishop. A very clean outing for Bishop. Just wished it could have gone a little bit longer, but he ran into a bit of trouble with back-to-back walks in the seventh before stranding the runners. First pitch from Ryan Conroy to Eric Rodriguez is called for strike. Breaking ball hits the inside edge of the zone, 0-1 to open. It's Rodriguez and George Valera in this frame. The 0-1 late swing pushed out to shallow right field, running a long way in Watson, but it falls in foul in the bullpen. A trio of Bay Sox were converging on the triangular position there of that ball, but they just couldn't get there in time. It was dead set into no man's land. 0-2 the count goes. Rodriguez is 0-2 on the day with a pair of ground outs. Conroy, tell you a little bit more about him when we get the moment. As the right-hander comes to terms with the next offering, he kicks and fires it. It's checked on. Slider down and away. He didn't go. A ball and two strikes now. Ryan is a 6'3", 190-pound right-hander. Went to Elon. Picked up in the eighth round of the 2018 draft. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a liner. Left field. Base hit. Gunnar Henderson. He was squared up on it. He thought about hopping, but he realized it was too high for him. So a leadoff single for Eric Rodriguez. Only his second hit of the season. And that is the first time since the leadoff home run from Marcos Gonzalez that Akron has got the first batter of the inning aboard. It goes back to the top of the lineup and Jose Tena for the Ducks. Righty on lefty in the first pitch, misses away. Count begins at 1-0. Tena is 1-for-3. He's grounded out twice, singled to right field. That one came in the third inning. Conroy makes his third appearance with Bowie, fourth overall this season. Pickoff throw back to first. No tag as it was a little bit down the line toward home. We'll wait on the 1-0 offering. Overall on the year, Conroy has gone 1-0 with a 5.40 ERA. That equates to three earned in five innings. Next pitch, misses down in the count 2-0. With Bowie, he's made two appearances. He struck out six batters, has not walked anyone. He struck out four batters in appearance with AAA Norfolk to start the season. Here's the 2-0. Late swing, slow roller, up toward first. Conroy's the one to scoop it. Did he apply the tag? He did. He just barely met Jose Tena up the line and recorded the one unassisted putout. That's a rarity. Eric Rodriguez advances to second on the ground out. And now George Valera digs in. But now you've got a runner in scoring position and still only one out. Valera, 2-for-4 this season with runners at second or third. He's 0-for-3 overall on the day. Righty on lefty. Conroy sets, holds at the chest closely. The first pitch. It's a fastball that comes in a bit low. 1-0 to open. Back-to-back first pitch balls from Ryan Conroy. He's making his first appearance since the Binghamton series. About 5 days ago, he came out, tossed an inning, gave up two earned with a home run, struck out two, didn't walk anyone. Here's the 1-0. Check swing, pitch low, no appeal, 2-0. Bowie had already fallen behind in that game, and the two-run home run that Conroy gave up only deepened the cut. It was 7-6 when he entered, 9-6 when he departed. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Got him chasing on a changeup away. Valera was expecting something fast after back-to-back breaking pitches missing, but it didn't happen. Conroy sticking with the soft stuff. Runner at second, one away here in the top of the eighth inning, a 1-1 game. Identical line scores. One run on four hits with no errors for each. 2-1. Breaking ball misses up and away the curve that time. Three balls and a strike now. Conroy, he's got a hefty offering between a four-seam fastball, a sinker, a curveball, a split slider cutter, they call it, and then the split finger fastball as well. Here's the 3-1. Fastball misses down, and that's ball four. So a walk to George Valera here with one out in the top of the eighth inning. The fourth walk allowed by Bay Sox pitching and the first walk given up by Conroy this season while with Bowie. So here's Brian Rocchio. Switch hitter will bat lefty. He's only 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position this season. But Maverick Handley will come out and have a brief chat with his battery mate. Tells him one quick word, I imagine maybe a first pitch or two on what to offer to Rocchio, and he's already back behind the dish. Now, does that count as a step off? I wonder. Because it is in all these rule changes are in the spirit of increasing the pace of play, and that's obviously something to slow down the pacing. I didn't see an umpire make any sort of gesture, so I imagine it's not. Time is called as Conroy steps off. So that is the first of his two. The umpire did make the signal, crew chief Edwin Jimenez. Here's the first pitch, swinging strike, change up low, nothing in one. Rocchio walked in the first inning, got caught stealing second base, first time he'd been caught this year. Flew out to left field in the fourth, struck out swinging in the sixth. First and second, one away here in the top of the eighth inning, a 1-1 game. 0-1, swinging strike, got him with a change up down and in that time, and it's nothing in two. Conroy spent a majority of last season with Bowie, 12 appearances with the Bay Sox, 11 with High A Aberdeen, and then 4 with Delmarva. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, he got him. Fed him 3 straight changeups down, and Rocchio went fishing on all of them. Big-time strikeout here for Ryan Conroy, his first. 8th overall for Bay steps in with 2 outs. Before Eric Rodriguez led off this inning with a single, Will Brennan had the last base hit for Akron all the way back in the 4th inning. He singled up the middle and got left at first. First pitch. Lefty watches a called strike on a wide changeup away. 0-1 to get it started. It's back-to-back first pitch strikes for Ryan Conroy after delivering back-to-back first pitch balls. Here's the 0-1. In the dirt just a bit. Good scoop by Maverick Handley. Count evens. Brennan, 5-for-8 with runners in scoring position this season. That's a 1583 OPS. 10 runs driven in. He's not struck out. Conroy sets. Split the middle of the rubber. A very closed stance. The 1-1. Curveball misses low. Count to 2-1. No action in either bullpen right now. Looks like it would be Tim Heron to continue the game for Akron when we move to the bottom of the eighth. As Conroy looks to keep the game tied, the Bay Sox will try to retake the lead for the first time since they had it in the top of the third. Here's the 2-1. Called a strike. Fastball, middle down. Runs the count even. Big chance here for Conroy. Takes his time looping around on the mound before footing the rubber. He's only got 11 seconds to fire. He comes set with 4 on the clock. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Pitch in the dirt as Handley recovers. Fires to first to end the frame. What a bounce back for Ryan Conroy. Back-to-back punch-outs to strand 2. We go to the bottom of the 8th here at Prince George's Stadium. It's tied at 1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
From bug bites to burns, fevers to flu, and bruises to broken bones, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Bottom of the eighth inning here at Prince George's Stadium, a 1-1 game. 2-3-4 due up for Bowie as Tim Heron comes out for his second inning of relief from Akron. Jordan Westberg will open the frame at the plate. First pitch home. Westberg takes breaking ball called for strike on the inside half. Count opens up at nothing and one. The strike zone has been a little bit narrow in on some of these right-handers today. And it has led to a handful of foul balls, too, as they try to protect the plate. The 0-1 swinging up in 0-2. After Westberg, it's Gunnar Henderson, then Andrew Dashbach. There's a right-hander up and moving in the pen for Akron. Kevin Kelly, who didn't pitch that long ago. I think it was just two nights ago. Check that, three nights ago in the 20-6 game. Next pitch misses away. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. He sat more recently in my mind because of how well he pitched in that 20-6 Bay Sox win. We can talk about more when he enters. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball lifted high and deep out to center field. Brennan backs up on it to the warning track. He looks to have it squared. He pulls it down only about a foot in front of the wall. 101 miles an hour off of the bat from Westberg. 358 feet away from home plate. One more foot and it's probably gone. But in the scorecard, a simple fly out to center field and there's one gone here in the eighth. The Bay Sox have really put a lot of power into some of their swings today, and it's only turned into one run. First pitch to Gunnar Henderson, misses high, 1-0 to start. Henderson, he had the hardest swing of them all back in the first inning, 112-mile-an-hour solo home run, 1-0 pitch. Called a strike in the lower outside corner. Good placement on that one, and the count evens. Here's the 1-1. Curveball. Called a strike. Top half of the zone. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes now. For Heron, it's a five-pitch offering. He's got a good mix. Tell you about it in a second as he delivers the 1-2. It's away. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Evens it up. It's a four-seam fastball. A sinking two-seamer. He's got a cutter, a slider, and a change. It's intriguing that the changeup is on the back end of his repertoire. The 2-2. Check swing in the dirt. Falling behind 1-2. Yeah, this Guardians organization, they really like to develop the changeups of some of these arms, especially in their starters. And that's not the case here for Heron. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Changeup away. Got him with it that time. And Henderson comes up empty. First strikeout for Tim Heron, two gone here in the eighth inning.
First baseman, Andrew Dashbach.
Here's Andrew Dashbach. We could be ticketed for the Bay Sox second consecutive extra inning game if we continue at this pace. First pitch to the right-hander Dashbach is bounced slowly foul, third base side. It might have hit off of Dashbach himself, nothing in one. Andrew is 0-for-2 on the day, walked in the fourth inning, got to second base on a wild pitch, and was left stranded. Here's the 0-1. Called a strike. Change up on the bottom half, 0-2. After the seventh inning this season, Dashbach is only batting 4-for-13. That is a bit of a step up over his overall numbers. A 990 OPS, 0-2. Misses up and away. 1-2. One of his two home runs came after the sixth during that Binghamton series. The 1-2 comes in. Swinging a laser, left side base hit. Pass the glove of the shortstop, Tana. Dashbach cruises into first easily. A two-out single for him. More of that two-out hitting from Bowie, but they need a little bit more of it to take the lead here. Joey Ortiz will step in, but before he sees a pitch, we will see a pitching change. Ruglis Odor is out of the dugout. Hasn't gotten the ball yet, but he has made the call for the switch. So a new hurler coming up for Akron. We'll tell you about it after this. It's 1-1 in the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Bay Sox.
Birthday Bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880. Or at BaySox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Bullpen for Akron as we still sit in the bottom of the eighth. Runner at first, two away for Bowie. Andrew Dashbach with a 106-mile-an-hour single to the left side, keeping the inning alive and knocking Tim Heron out of the game. The line on the reliever Heron not closed. Dashbach, of course, his runner. An inning in two-thirds, two hits, so far no runs. One strikeout and one walk, that's it. Kevin Kelly is the new pitcher on the mound. Second appearance this series for him. 6'2", 200-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Springfield, Virginia. 19th round pick in 2019 went to James Madison, same school as Bay Sox Shelton Perkins. I'll have to ask him about their time together with the Dukes sometime soon. But it's Joey Ortiz digging in with runner at first and two gone against the right-hander. First pitch. Called a strike on the upper zone, 0-1. It's not a full sidearm delivery, but that arm slot is fairly low from Kelly as he makes his excellent. Tell you about it in a second. The 0-1 slides too far down and away, and the count evens at 1. He came in when the Bay Sox were already leading at that point 12-4. They eventually won 20-6. It was a blowout, but Kelly tossed 2 1/3 innings of scoreless ball with 5 strikeouts and only 1 hit allowed. Here's the 1-1. Called a strike. Change up on the outside half of the zone, and it's 1-2 on Ortiz. Ortiz is 0-3 on the day. Heron is 0-1 on the season. Check that. Kelly is without a record. Heron just left. Kelly has not allowed an earned run this year. The 1-2 slides too far down and away, and the count evens. Kelly has struck out 12 batters this year in 7 innings. He's only walked one. He's inherited just one runner, and he left him stranded. He inherits a runner here with Dashbach at first, and a 2-2 count now on Ortiz. The pitch home is bounced to third, but foul. That one trickles to a crawl onto the warning track in front of the Akron dugout, and the count stays. In the top of the ninth, it'll be the bottom half of the Akron lineup, starting with the number 5 batter, Micah Pries. Ryan Conroy will pitch the 2-2. Swing and just a piece. A splinter of the bat as it rolls back behind the batting circle. And the count evens. Another 2-2. Ortiz pokes it to the left side, but on a line to the shortstop, Tana. He picks it just above from taking a knee, and the inning is over. The Bay Sox strain the go-ahead run at first base, and as we go to the ninth, the Bay Sox will try to walk it off for the second consecutive night, but Ryan Conroy needs to keep Akron from scoring. We'll see what happens when we come back. It's 1-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
On Sunday, May 8th, as they take on the Washington Nationals affiliate, the Harrisburg Senators. Have a lovely afternoon with Mom at the ballpark and cap it off by having a catch in the outfield after the game. It's a 1:05 first pitch for Mother's Day at Prince George's Stadium, and special ticket packages are available, but limited. So get yours now at 301-464-4865 or at baysox.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Ninth inning of a tie ball game here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie and Akron still knotted at one after each side collected a solo home run early. The Bay Sox got theirs from Gunnar Henderson in the first. The Ducks got it from Marcos Gonzalez in the third. And it's been the pitching ever since. Ryan Conroy back to work. He faces Micah Preece, and the first pitch is bounced foul, first base side. Rolled in front of the Bay Sox dugout and bounces back to the coaching box. 0-1. It'll be Preece, Julian Escobedo, and Marcos Gonzalez. Next, breaking ball misses just high, 1-1. Matt Sabatis with you on a very lovely night here in Bowie. It was 70 degrees and cloudy at first pitch. The temperatures have dipped slightly, but we're still sitting pretty. 1-1. Inside sends him down to earth as Preece more so just kicked his own legs out from under him to avoid getting hit by the pitch and fell into a push-up position. Huh. Oh, goodness. I'm not even that athletic to think about it. They play him to pull slightly to left-hander. He's 0-for-3 on the day. 2-1 pitch. Pulled to first. On a couple of hops, it's picked by Dashbach. He underhands to Conroy, covering, and the out recorded 3-1. So Preece is 0-for-4 on the day, and now Julian Escobedo digs in. The game has not been without tension. Akron, after their solo home run, didn't get a runner back into scoring position until the seventh when they drew a couple of walks, and then they did it again in the eighth. Had runners at first and second in both frames, but both times left stranded. First pitch to Escobedo is a curveball called for strike on the bottom half of the zone. Nothing and one. The Bay Sox, on the other hand, they've had runners in scoring position a ton. Happened in the third, the fourth. The 0-1, bounced foul, first base side, nothing and two. After the fourth, happened again in the fifth, then the sixth. Could have happened in the seventh, but a double play took away that opportunity. Akron 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position. The Bay Sox 0-for-7. Here's the 0-2. Fouled off. Tip on the top of the wood there and back to the screen. Count holds. Conroy, in his previous two outings with Bowie, tossed 32 pitches in the first, only 16 in the second. But again, he came in a game that Bowie was already losing and didn't need to finish too much of that inning. He finished the game overall as the 0-2 tails inside to run the count to a ball and two strikes. It's already the most he's thrown this season. 1-2. Misses down and the count evens. That does include his single appearance up with AAA Norfolk. But he's got starting experience too. As the 1-2 comes in, swinging a line drive out to deep right field. Watson turning on it. He looks up and watches it bounce off the wall. motoring into second and getting in standing. Escobedo with his third double of the year. Watson had a tough read on that one as the ball kind of died on first bounce against the wall. He expected it to come a little bit closer to him, but it fell and really didn't roll too much on the warning track. But this is the third consecutive inning that Akron has put a runner into scoring position. In the second consecutive inning, they've done it with only one out. Conroy got out of it last inning with back-to-back strikeouts, but now here's Marcos Gonzalez. First pitch. Hits him. That one square in the back. Only 80 miles an hour on the breaking ball, so not the worst thing, but boy, did that one just nail him between the shoulder blades. First and second now for Daniel Schneeman. And again, I've said it just about each time he stepped up with runners on base in this series. If you want to get the quick out, so far this year, Daniel Schneeman is the one. First pitch, misses away, 1-0. Schneeman 0 for 3 on the day, 0 for 10 combined in the series. And again, only 188 on the year coming into this game. Conroy delivers the 1-0. Fastball bounces in. Handley smothers it. And it's 2-0. You don't want to walk him. Still early in the plate. Schneeman has struck out 11 times this year, only walked twice. He's 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position, but he hasn't driven in a run yet this year. The 2-0. Fastball misses down and in, 3-0. Shaded a bit on the first base side of the rubber. Conroy comes set. First and second with one out. The 3-0 pitch. Lower half, called a strike. Gets a little bit of that Bronx cheer, and the count goes to 3-1. Big opportunity here for Conroy. The next pitch. Swinging a slow bouncer up the line at first. It's going to be picked by Conroy and taken to the bag himself. As the runners advance, the second out is recorded. But how often do you see that? A pitcher recording two different one-unassisted putouts in the same outing. A relief pitcher. It's one of the best things about baseball. You're always going to see something new every day. Here's Eric Rodriguez now with two runners in scoring position. Escobedo at third, Gonzalez at second. Rodriguez had a single in his first plate appearance against Conroy. He's 1-for-3 overall, first pitch. Fastball just gets off of the knee of Handley, but it stays in the batting circle, so the runners can't go anywhere. That was a bit of a risky one. Handley was able to pounce on it. 1-0 to start. It's three consecutive first pitch balls for Ryan Conroy when you include the hit by pitch of Marcos Gonzalez. Here's the 1-0 to Rodriguez. Slider misses inside. 2-0. Before going 3-1 and grooving the ground out. He's been sticking with a lot of off speed stuff. Conroy sets at the chest. The 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Stuck with the off-speed that time as it went a bit low and away. Infield plays at a regular depth, fortunately, with two outs. Force at first would end the inning and keep the game tied going into the bottom of the ninth when Bowie would send Watson, Harris, and Handley to the plate. The 2-1. Down and away. 3-1. Inning started when Micah Pries grounded out to the first baseman. Julian Escobedo then doubled off the right field wall. Marcos Gonzalez was hit by the first pitch of his plate appearance, and Daniel Schneeman grounded out to advance the two runners. Now a 3-1 on Rodriguez. The pitch. Check swing. They appeal. He went. Pitch down and away. And it's full on Eric Rodriguez. That could be a game-changing appeal right there. As Conroy has a chance for the punch-out. Would be his third. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Went with the slider down and away. And Conroy strands runners at second and third. We go to the bottom of the ninth here at Prince George's Stadium. The Bay Sox look to walk it off for the second night in a row. Join us, won't you? It's Bowie and Akron, tied at one. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just visit steamfitters-602.org, and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service, and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed lays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Bottom of the ninth of a 1-1 game here at Prince George's Stadium. The Bay Sox and the Rubber Ducks trying not to go to extras for the second consecutive night. It'll be Zach Watson, Dylan Harris, and Maverick Hanley due up for Bowie. Kevin Kelly gets back to work for the Ducks. He is still not allowed an earned run in any of his outings this season. This is his fifth appearance for Akron. And remember how he shut down Bowie in the first game of this series. He faces Watson to start, who's 0-3. First pitch. Breaking ball cuts across into the zone on the inside edge, and it's nothing and one to open. There's a right-hander up and moving in the pen for Bowie. That's Morgan McSweeney. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Maybe a piece, doesn't matter. It's in the mid of the catcher. Nothing and two. McSweeney last pitched on Sunday, and Bowie is getting him ready for a potential 10th inning. Here's the 0-2 to 1-2. The Bay Sox walked it off last night after stranding the go-ahead run for Akron at third in the 10th. They loaded the bases with nobody out in their half. The 1-2, swinging a piece. Good protection piece there from Zach Watson as it rolls foul. Count stays. The Bay Sox loaded the bases on a bunt single by Watson. Not too applicable here with a 1-2 count. But then an intentional walk of Jordan Westberg as the 1-2 comes in. It's down and away to even the count at 2. And then a sacrifice fly by Adam Hall. Hall is not in the lineup today, but he'd be available as a pinch hitter if needed. As the 2-2 comes in, it's inside and hit him. Just got a piece of Watson's midsection, and the winning run is aboard here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Just barely clipped him on the inside fastball.
Left fielder, Dylan Harris.
Dylan Harris digs in on such a hot streak to start his Double-A career. 2-for-3 day, a pair of singles, a stolen base. Third base played in a lot. First pitch, called a strike. 0-1 to get it started. Harris with his outing today, 6-for-11 to start his Double-A career. had a home run in game one of the set. Scored the winning run last night, the 0-1. Called a strike, fastball lower outside corner, 0-2. Kelly has one save under his belt and his only opportunity. Not a save situation here, though. The 0-2 slapped the other way toward the corner and falling for a base hit. Watson tries to go first to third, and it gets by Escobedo. The go sign put on. Watson comes home. The throw is late, and the Bay Sox walk it off for the second night in a row. They mob Harris in the out. Celebration continuing. Four straight wins for the Bay Sox, and a big one tonight to take the series from Akron. What a finish as Dylan Harris gets it done. 2-1 the final, and we've got a fantastic Bay Sox postgame coming your way in just a little bit. We'll be back in a few seconds from Prince George's Stadium. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning, and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Let's head back to the ballpark with Matt.
What an incredible finish this evening from Prince George's Stadium as we get started with Bay Sox post-game. Bowie walks off for the second consecutive night as the Bay Sox take this one 2-1, your final score. Matt Sabatis with you from Prince George's Stadium. I wanted to get started on the recap, but I've lost my pen. There it is. I threw it in the celebration, as I'm kind of known to do. So we'll recap this one. It was pretty quick between the two sides, as until the ninth inning, the entire scoring came off of just two solo home runs. That was it. The Bay Sox got it going in the bottom of the first when Gunnar Henderson lifted his first, finally, double-A home run in the regular season, a cathartic blast to right field, 112 miles an hour off the bat to make it 1-0. Brandon Young picked up the start for Bowie, and while he opened with two scoreless frames, he did allow a game-tying solo home run to Marcos Gonzalez, opening up the third. And that would be it for quite a long while. Bowie got some excellent pitching out of Cameron Bishop and both Ryan Conroy. Conroy did dance around base runners, but when they needed him most, he delivered. Conroy stranded runners in scoring position in the eighth and ninth innings, including runners at second and third in the ninth inning. Meanwhile, Akron got good outings from Xavion Curry, who eventually went 4 2/3, and then even better outings from Kyle Marmon and then Tim Herron. They each pitched scoreless, but then Kevin Kelly finally ran into just a tiny bit of trouble when the Bay Sox found that rhythm that they are oh so good at. In the bottom of the ninth, Zach Watson was just barely clipped by a pitch on his midsection inside. It was a fastball, pushed him to first. Dylan Harris singled to left field. The left fielder Julian Escobedo overran the ball, didn't get his glove down deep enough, and it slid right underneath rolled all the way to the wall, allowed Watson to score first to home. It's a single and an even Kelly, who will take the loss tonight. We'll tell you more about the numbers in just a second, but Kelly does get it with an unearned run, and Harris, unfortunately, doesn't get the RBI, but I think he'll still settle for, you know, being the driving factor in the win and going 3-4 at the plate. I think that's a pretty fair compromise. But that's how it wrapped up as the Bay Sox walk it off for the second consecutive night. And that brings us to our final. The Rubber Ducks score one run on five hits with one error. The Bay Sox scored two runs on six hits with no errors. Winning pitcher in today's game is Ryan Conroy. He moves to 1-0 on the season. Losing pitcher in today's game is Kevin Kelly. He falls to 0-1. No save in tonight's ballgame in a walk-off, as you'd imagine. With the win, the Bay Sox move to 8-4 on the year, a four-game winning streak for Bowie, and they're now 5-2 here at Prince George's Stadium. They're now 3-0 in games decided by one run. With the loss, Akron falls to 5-8 on the season, a four-game losing streak for the Ducks, and they're 1-6 on road games this year, 2-3 in games decided by one run. Again, your final tonight, Bowie walks off Akron for the second consecutive night. We'll step aside, and when we come back on Bay Sox postgame, we'll walk you through some scores around baseball, the Eastern League specifically, and the Orioles organization, see how the rest of the crew did, if they could fare just as well as Bowie. Again, your final, 2-1 in walk-off fashion, another winner for the Bay Sox. We'll tell you about the rest of the league and the organization when we return. You're listening to Bay Sox postgame.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com today and book your free consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Get your cloak ready on Saturday, April 23rd. It's Wizards and Wands Night as the Bay Sox play the Akron Rubber Ducks. Magically themed concessions and entertainment throughout the evening that you'll love to see. If you can't find your wand, though, don't worry, because it's halfway to Halloween, too. At least it's close enough. Dust off last year's costume and show it off one more time for a fun night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now for Wizards and Wands Night and Halfway to Halloween at 301-464-4865 or at baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
In on Bay Sox postgame from Prince George's Stadium for one final time. Following an incredible 2-1 walk-off winner for Bowie, their second consecutive walk-off, their fourth consecutive win, and it sets us up nicely to look around the rest of the Eastern League, see if Bowie can finally jump over Harrisburg and sit atop the Eastern League as a whole. Unfortunately, as I set you up with that one, I got to give you the bad news that no, that's not going to happen. Harrisburg demolished Reading today 7-2. They had a 5-0 lead at one point and had no issue cruising to their ninth victory. So Harrisburg is 9-4 on the year, while the Bay Sox are 8-4. The rest of the league has gone to a final. Portland won final at Hadlock Field. Altoona, they got a bit of a scare from New Hampshire over at People's Natural Gas Field. It was 8-4. 2 curve going into the top of the ninth inning. New Hampshire plated 5 runs in the frame before Altoona finally got away with the 8-7 win. Erie taking down Richmond this evening 6-5, and then one game actually still in action. Somerset and Hartford have been playing a little late, slow games there at Dunkin' Donuts Park. But the Patriots are ahead 6-4 in the bottom of the eighth in that one. Around the Orioles organization, the only team that did not pick up a victory was Lowe Delmarva. They fell to Myrtle Beach for the second consecutive night, 5-2 the final today. The Shorebirds are the only team in the system with a losing record at this point. They're 5-8. Norfolk just snuck past Durham after getting walloped last night, but the Tides rebounded for a 5-4 winner. They're 11-5. And Aberdeen cruised past Greensboro 7-4, the final down in North Carolina. But again, the final that matters is Bowie. 2-1, another walk-off winner for the Bay Sox, and it sets them up for an opportunity to make it 5 in a row tomorrow when they send Antonio Velez to the mound. Daniel Espino will be the starter for Akron. No record, a 2.08 ERA for him. Velez for Bowie is without a record and a 5.19 ERA. 6:35 first pitch for that game. That means we've got a pregame show brought to you by DCA Imaging Systems coming your way at 6:15. One final time, though, from Prince George's Stadium, your final tonight. Bowie walks off Akron 2-1. This is Matt Sabata saying we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game and join us next time for another exciting broadcast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Bay Sox.